Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
good evening, Grudge World. I hope everybody out there doing good, man, having a good week, good prosperous week, man, and just staying safe and staying out the way, man. We had a little good racing going on all over the place this weekend, just fast, man, just racing everywhere. Glad everybody got back safely. At least I hope everybody made it back safe and sound with no injury or anything like that, cars in one piece, man, so we can do it again at the next event. Come on, Alley Cat. What you got there, sir? What's going on?
Good afternoon, Mr. JP.
Good afternoon, sir.
Lock in?
We gonna have the we could definitely lock in. I'm gonna have the insurance man on first, man. We're gonna talk about a little race car insurance for those that might be interested.
Careful.
I got him coming on in a minute, man. He gonna talk and do his due diligence where everybody can ask their questions if they got some. And man, hopefully we can get some of these race cars insured, man. So when these guys traveling out of town or over the road, anything happen, man, them cars will get paid for.
Okay, sounds like a good thing now, man. Well, I ain't gonna take up your time, man. I'm gonna make an announcement about the lock-in race coming May 30th at HMP. Memorial Day weekend, man, we got a hell of a good race. We already started quite a few lock-ins already. We're still working on this here invitational shootout. I'm trying to give away about $20,000, and we're waiting on it to fill up. Hopefully it'll fill up, but if it don't, we'll do something different. No, we always got something to do now. But we're going to have 580 and 7-0. We're at an invitational shootout. I might do a four-car shooter. I've been thinking about something, a couple of key players. But anyway, man, we got some great lock-ins already. It's Little Larry on 28. We got Troy trying to go in battle with the Budget Boys truck. We got Troy versus Undertaker. We got Little Larry on 28 versus Lil Bill and Bubba in the 69. There's supposed to be a guy coming out of Austin to try to run Troy. You know, Troy seems like he's going to have a busy-ass night. You know, he going to go home with his chest sticking out, or he going to go home with that ass with what? One of the two. But he's supposed to be running a guy named Jimmy out of Austin. And then two of the biggest races of the night so far is going to probably be Iron Man and Scrappy. That's going to be a good race. Everybody, it's a lot of money betting on the side already. And Undertaker versus Shotwell. It's going to be first supposed Shotwell. You know the legendary Shotwell. Well, guess what? We got the baby boy of the family getting his first grudge race in. Undertaker's going to show him how this shit goes. You know? I'm Undertaker versus Shotwell. So, you know, we got some good grudge racing going on, and we're working on about three more. We got LC sitting in the water box now. We're trying to find somebody from LC out of Acres Home. He's looking for a race. I like old LC. He don't turn nobody down. He go in the paint. He's just like old Steve-O, Bloodline Racing. Shit, he said, yeah, come on, man, find me a race. Let's get it in. So, remember, I know everybody don't think too far out. The race is on a Sunday. I know what people going to say, oh, man, I got to go to work. That's Memorial Day holiday weekend. Majority of us are off that Monday for the holiday because Memorial Day is on a Monday. So check your calendar. If you got to work, take off. But boy, we're going to be out there for a while. We're going to have a hell of a blast. We're going to have a blast. And we the gates open at 3 o'clock. Houston Motorsports Park. If I was you, get there by 2 o'clock. I know it may be a little warm for you, but you got to get in there and get situated because, man, by 6 or 7 o'clock, when the sun starts trying to fall, we're going to be trying to crank it up around there, and it's going to be on. Let's get some racing in, have a safe night. Oh, them blankets or belly pants or whatever. This is really going out to the grudge guys or the shootout guys. Man, you guys need to invest in engine diaper or blanket or belly plan, whatever you want to call it, whichever way you understand it. It's not expensive investment. You can get a good one or a cheap one for right around $100, $130, $140, no more than $150. But I'm going to tell you, it's a win-win situation for the racer, track owner, and the fans. You know, so if people tired of all the downtime, a lot of times a car don't have a blanket on it. That's why we have so much downtime, and the fans get pissed off because they're sitting there waiting an hour to an hour and a half to see the next car run. So, guys, please start investing in your engine blanket, engine diaper, or bedded pan for your car. Thanks, JP. I'll be on here on mute. If anybody have any questions,
yes, sir.
I'm still at work. It may be a little noisy.
All right. Good deal. I sure appreciate you coming on, brother. Make sure y'all come on out, man. May 30th. Y'all ain't got to work Monday, so come hang out all night Sunday. Yes, sir. Let's see. 281-5694. Your mic open. All right. Maybe they wasn't supposed to come on. All right, anybody else got any more announcements, upcoming events, or anything, man, y'all press the one button and let me know. What else might be coming up, but waiting on my guest to call in. Let's see, Undertaker. Come on, your mic open, brother. What you got?
Good afternoon, Grudge World. I just want to reiterate some of the things that Kat said. It's definitely going to be an exciting afternoon at the track. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, we're going to get there this time. Okay, we got a lot of races. They are time scheduled. They locked in on the time. So my first race is off the trailer at 7 o'clock. So if you trying to see your Undertaker in action and Shotwell in action for the first time, we going into battle at 7 o'clock sharp. So y'all get there, get your popcorn, get your soda water, and come on and have a good time. And I'm going to do some giveaways throughout the night. You know, I'm always trying to do something for the kids, so that will be in full effect. It might not be me myself, but somebody representing UTR will be going through the crowd handing out some unexpected gifts. That's
yes,
all
sir.
I got.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Man, I can't wait. Going to be some good action, and they like them lock-in steady coming in one by one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think everybody getting excited about that particular weekend and trying to go into battle. Pretty much everybody calls is up and running. Me, myself, I had a little struggle, but we ready.
You ready now?
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. So you off the trailer at 7 o'clock. And what time is the race with Trouble Troy?
That's going to be determined. Because I'm also in that shootout. And then Troy got his plate full, too. But it will go down that night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to get it in between time, somewhere up in there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. Well, shoot, man. Appreciate you there. Just go on mute. Let me see if...
Yeah.
I'm a special guest on here yet. If not, might have to give him a call. He hadn't called in yet. We can get that out the way, and hopefully after that, man, we can hopefully get something stirred up, man, for the race. Maybe get a lock in or two. Somebody might be feeling a little froggish around there. Let me see, man. I'll just hold on 1 second, man. Play a little music while I get my guests on the phone. Hold it tight.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Kennedy, press the one button, sir, and we're going to get you up in here and talk about this race car show. Attica sound, you got a little excited there when that song that came on.
Yeah, man, that brought back some memories.
Hold on, let's see. Mr. Kennedy, you on?
Yep, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. All right, we got Mr. Kennedy on, and the floor is for you, sir. And
all right.
And we're gonna let you have it. And if anybody got any questions in between time, man, y'all press the one button. Those is already open. You can come out from mute. Other than that, the floor is yours, sir.
Yeah. If anybody has any questions while I talk, because I have a tendency to talk too much. I sell race car insurance, collector car insurance, antique motorcycle insurance. I'm an independent broker. When I moved to Tennessee to be near our grandkids, and I decided I was tired of seeing race cars and collector cars and everything getting damaged and no one has insurance on them. So I looked at all the different companies that did it, and I found out that the number one company is a company called Haggerty. So I called them up, and we formed a Haggerty team for all my clients. The top executives handle my clients. And the plan is pretty simple. It's the race cars covered everywhere except going down the track, and probably they'll have that ability, that coverage probably in less than a year. It's covered in the staging lanes. It's covered in the pits. It's covered on the return road. If the race car is damaged, stolen, or destroyed, it's covered. It's covered in the trailer towing down the freeway. It's covered in your shop. It's covered in the chassis shop. It's covered at a body shop. It's covered loading and unloading the car off the trailer. It's covered particularly going down the road, open or enclosed trailer, it doesn't matter. It's covered if you leave it at the track for 1 week to go to another race the next week. So it's basically covered everywhere. And what's really cool about Haggerty is because, first of all, they're really, really cooperative when there's claims, and they're really efficient organization. They're a little slow right now because of they're in Michigan and because of the virus, and so. But they still are number one company. I did a lot of checking around. So the basic cost is really inexpensive. You can figure the term called guaranteed value. What that means is, what do you want to put on your race car? What do you want to put on your street or strip car? What do you want to put on your collector car sitting in a barn or a garage or a storage area? So basically, the guaranteed value means exactly what it says. For instance, on my Super Stalker, I put $70,000 on it, and it's about 1% less $20. $20,000 is $180. A year. You can do whatever your budget is. We have race cars all the way from $20,000 on up to $250,000. It doesn't matter what they are, as long as they're a race car and we get the ID. A lot of people are concerned about an identification on the race car. It can be a VIN number, chassis number, NHRA number, builder's number, track number, whatever you want, it doesn't matter. A lot of these race cars don't have a VIN number because they're made body and fighter, et cetera. So it's really, really unique in the fact that a lot of people aren't aware that they can insure their race car, you know. I've had about 20-some-odd claims. Some of the claims we had, the funniest one, some client of mine had a race car in his garage and his wife ran into it backing out. She called me panicking, and I said, just relax, we got it covered. They sent me what I need about when there's a claim. I have pictures. You'll send me pictures of the cars when we get it insured, basically what motor you have in the car. Keep it in a file. Say somebody runs into the car. We had a hood blow up in the pit. We've had all kind of issues. So what happens if there's a claim, you take pictures of the car, and you get three witnesses. Don Kennedy ran into me in the staging lanes while I was going down the freeway, and a scooter got loose inside the car trailer and beat up the car. And you can be anybody, you, yourself. It can be your family, a friend, just a simple written statement. And then you get three quotes on what it's going to cost to fix it. You send that to me. I handle the claim process for you. I'm your advocate. I send information to the claim department, and most of the claims have been paid in 2 weeks. So it's pretty clean. What's really cool about it is if you have contents in your trailer, you can insure it up to $20,000 for parts or $20,000 for tools. Now, one thing we found out lately, parts are cheaper. For instance, you know, your tires, your converter, your transmission, your ignition, stuff like that, you can go up to, without telling us what it is. You know, if there's a claim, you have to kind of summarize what you had in the trailer, set of tires, converter, transmission, ignition, center section, 4-9-inch center section, et cetera. So it's really unique in the fact that I got Haggerty kind of aware of the issues that we as drag racers and street and strip racers have, and they've really cooperated with me and my company. They've really they've changed a lot of application processes. On all the claims, we've had a theft and a fire. The theft basically takes 4 weeks because you have to have a police report. They investigate the situation. And we had a theft in Texas, and they got a check in 4 weeks. California, there was a Ford that a lady had when she was in high school, and it was at the body shop, and they left it outside. Somebody torched it. He got a check for $35,000 in 4 weeks. So everybody says, what do I put on their car? Well, what is your budget? You know, we all know that we have more money in our cars than our wives know about. So whatever everybody's budget is, the best way to figure on a race car is 1% less, $20. And that's the best way. Now, let's talk about street and strip cars. The coverage for a street and strip cars is the same as your street car that you're driving daily, except the term is called, again, that term, guaranteed value. So a regular insurance company, no offense to a regular insurance company, but they hustle you a little bit. You're not going to get what you think you're going to get if something happens to your street or strip car. They're going to depreciate it out. They're not going to be cooperative. I know I've dealt with them for years. But Haggerty uses the term guaranteed value. As a result of that, the premium on a street and strip is pretty much the same as a regular insurance company for your street car, but it's based on what you want to put on the car, the value. And it all depends on what state you're in, what year the car is. Now, the funny thing, the older the car is, say you put $50,000, the older the car is, the less the premium is, even though it might be a brand new car, you know. A friend of mine built a 1969 Camaro, and it was brand new. They put everything, made it brand new, and they put, you know, $50,000, $60,000 on it. Well, I think it was $70,000. And because it was a 69, it was a lot cheaper than, say, a 89 Camaro or something like that, simply because of the year. So that's kind of a summary of it. I enjoy it. I'm available anytime anybody wants to call me, day or night. One of the things that kind of I'm working on, if you drive the car on the street and you have nitrous, right now it's not covered. Okay, I have a lot of friends that drive the car on the street that have nitrous, lots of them. I mean, tons of them. Well, what's happening is they're not aware how nitrous works. You know, I told them, well, don't go to the dentist's office because there's nitrous sitting in that office. But that you can have power adders, fuel injection, turbocharge, et cetera. But we're working on that quite hard. Eventually it will be available, I'm almost certain, because until I got involved, Haggerty was kind of, you know, drag racing and street and strip cars were kind of the stepchild of them, and now that I've got involved, we've refined their application process. We can get people insured in less than an hour. I was at the PRI show, and a guy was panicking about his Ford sitting in there. We got him insured in 45 minutes. And the next cool thing about it is, say you have a car that you have $100,000 in it over the years. If the premium is over $300 a year, you can make payments. You can pay it all at once, of course. You can pay it twice a year. You can pay it quarterly, or you can pay it monthly. All depends on your budget. My goal is to make every single car that races, street or strip, or on the strip only, gets insured. $20,000 is $180 a year for a strip car. Street is more expensive because you have to have liability. And that's the thing, in case you do something, you hurt somebody or something happens where you're liable. So street and strip's a little bit more expensive than just a simple race car. Any questions, anybody? I talked too much, I told you.
Yeah, what's the number or website or something we can get in touch, email something?
Okay. I like to talk personally to everybody. And you can call me at 602-284-6240. I'll repeat that. That's Don Kennedy, 602-284-6240. I take great pride in taking care of my clients. The basic process goes, I'll need some information from you, what type of car you have, what year and make it is, what kind of motor you have in it, if it's used for strip only or street and strip, whatever. We need a way to ID the car, like I told you, anyway. You need your driver's license number and what you want on it. And I fill out an application, basically, for you. And I get all the information. I submit it to the underwriters. They call me back. We send you an email. We get your email address with what the quote is. And I try to beat them up on the premium because you're my client. My race cars and collector cars and street and strip clients, I'm your advocate. You're my client. I'm going to bust my butt for you if there's any issues at all. And so far we've had zero issues with claims, which is really unusual in the insurance world. 2 weeks claim process to check is really unusual because most insurance companies, they want to hassle you and they don't pay for for a long time. So
now I have a question.
Go ahead.
If your car is in your trailer, because I have an enclosed, say your car is in your trailer, and someone runs into your trailer, they're just traveling down the highway. Is there a special coverage that I need on my trailer as well as the contents in the trailer?
You can get the race car or car that's in the trailer is covered 100%. It doesn't matter whose fault it is. Now, if you want to do the trailer, Hagerty can insure the trailer. And this is the tricky part. When we insure a trailer, if you have a newer trailer like a 2019, 2020, 2021, I always suggest you go with the regular insurance company for that trailer, okay? Because the term guaranteed value with Hagerty makes insuring a trailer, not a race car, not a street and strip car, but a trailer a little bit more expensive. Sometimes people like that. Sometimes I don't. They do. Now, your regular insurance company covers the liability of the trailer, something if it got loose and hurt somebody or ran into somebody. But a regular insurance company does not cover contents of the trailer. Hagerty does. When you insure a car, you automatically have $750 worth of contents. A lot of people have a special deal with the trailer coverage with a regular insurance company. I try to tell them that a regular insurance company cannot and will not put in writing what you get if your trailer is destroyed, because then you're not going to get what you think. But as a result, on the trailer only, the guaranteed value is just a touch more expensive than a regular insurance company. But it's worth it. First of all, you have one very aggressive person on your behalf with the claim department. That's me. And, that's the kind of way the trailer works. We've had a lot of issues with lithium batteries in a race car or in a trailer. In fact, I was looking at my trailer here about 2 months ago, and I have a battery up underneath the cabinet. and I had a battery charger, and it moved. It was on top of my spare transmission, and it moved, and it was almost touching the terminals of the battery. I went, holy cow, you know? And so we try to tell everybody. My wife emails all my clients. We have 400, 500, 600 now or something like that, every month with suggestions on what to do. It seemed like every time we insure somebody, they seem to win a race here after that. So I kiddingly tell everybody, well, now I got you insured, you have to go win a race. You know, but street and strip is kind of tricky. Their Hagerty is getting a little bit more educated about street and strip process. I'm trying to get them to understand street and strip. A lot of times people say, well, what if I have my car insured and I'm sitting in a public area and something happens to the car, you have coverage, you know. Generally, street and strip is a little bit more trickier because of the use of it. Why they don't do nitrous is beyond me, but we're getting them to think about it. Two things, on-track insurance, they're thinking about it, and ignoring the nitrous, you know, because they just didn't know anything about nitrous. It's not that they're ignorant, they just haven't been educated. And I've educated all my clients. Hagerty knows that my clients are number one. I take care of them. I said, when I go out in the field, I see them. And I'm one of them. And I want to be like them, and I make sure that my clients are protected all the time. And, you know, we'll have a client call up in the middle of the night. I answer the phone. It doesn't matter. I can talk about cars all night. And so that's the kind of way trailers work. If you want more than 20,000 contents in a trailer, you can go up to 60,000. But after 20, you basically have to schedule it. You have to say, okay, I got a motor for this much, I got this much. But we're finding out parts are cheaper than tools, you know, and $20,000 worth of parts is, you know, less than $100. And a lot of people don't realize how much you have in the trailer. I looked in my trailer here about 4 months ago, and I found three mini starters for my Pontiac motor. I go, when in the hell did I get all those? And you know, you forget you got all kinds of stuff in there that it adds up, because you don't buy it all at once. You put it in there, you buy something and put it in there. So I like the contents. There's another thing that I like. It's called Motorsports Advantage that Hagerty has. It's $20 a year. And at $20 a year, you get $500 for safety equipment in your trailer or your shop. You get $1,500 trip interruption. If you're going, like I went to St. Louis and I came back and my dually took a dump, you keep the receipts and they reimburse you. You get $2,500 environmental spill reimbursement, which, you know, if something happens while you're towing or with a race car and you have a crash, I mean, not a crash, something happens and you spill something, you get that coverage. And you get another $1,500 contents. This is for $20 a year. And the thing that a lot of people don't like, wives like it. My wife likes it. With Motorsports Advantage, you get a $10,000 death benefit if you're involved with the race car towing. Something happens to you when you're working or doing with the race car. I told my wife I got that. She said, cool, if something happens to you, I'll go out and blow it. I said, heck, I don't care. You know, doesn't matter. But some people don't like that. I personally think it's a bargain at $20 a year. A lot of times I'll put it on with a client. I have a good friend of mine, Stacy. He didn't know anything about it. If I told him about it, he would be upset. So sure enough, after about 7 months, he called me. Somebody broke into his trailer and he said, nobody will cover it. And I said, well, Stacy, I have around $2,900 coverage on contents. He goes, what? I said, yeah, I put in your premium $20, Motorsports Advantage. And he goes, holy cow. So he got a check. You get $750 automatically when you insure a car with Hagerty, plus the $1,500 that Motorsports Advantage, plus the safety equipment. He got a check for less than $2,900. Now, he had to kind of get a police report and schedule what he had, you know, a fire suit, a helmet. He had a transmission that he just got and a converter that was stolen. And he got a check for $2,900. And I knew he'd be mad at me for putting it on there, but I put it on there anyway. So it was kind of a good deal, you know. He thanked me, and I said, no. My job is to take care of my clients, and I get real serious about it. So any other questions? I can talk all night.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
If you make a claim, is there a deductible for that claim?
Okay. On a race car, street and strip car, none.
Race car, all
no.
I drag car.
Okay, no claim, no deductible on a race car. Now, in some instances, if there's a budget issue, I will analyze a deductible to see if it makes sense. In some states. Some states it does, some states it doesn't. So on a race car, there's a zero deductible. You know, there's nothing cheap on a race car, as we all know. But on a trailer, Hagerty automatically puts $250. Now, the other day I put a $2,500 deductible on a trailer. The guy was a budget. And we knocked the premium down about $100, $130 a year. Now, I tried to put a deductible on some car, some trailers. Depends on the state and the model and the year. It only knocked the premium down $20. And I said, it's not worth it, you know, $20 for a $2,500 deductible. But depends on the person's budget. My whole deal is I don't care what your budget is. Put $20,000 on the race car, that's $180 a year. And then at least if the budget is there, because I know how much money I spend on my race car, every damn dime I make, I want to make sure that you are not sitting there and looking, holy crap, I just lost a $100,000 car. I didn't have the budget to put that on there, but at least I get a 20 grand at 180 a year. So, you know, there's if a person wants a deductible on the race car, I find out that very few people do. They do like a deductible on the trailer because it's more expensive. So, you know, I try to work with everybody. My whole goal is just get the car insured, you know, $20,000, you know, that'll buy on a race car. That'll might not buy much, but at least you'll have a little bit of seed if it's destroyed or stolen and everything. So a couple examples of claims. A friend of mine had a Camaro Super Stalker. He was towing in the trailer, his scooter. Beat up the front of it. It got loose and beat it up. He called me. He said, well, it's not very much. And I said, well, did you get me all that information? Which he did. It was $1,800. And he got a check for $1,800. And the check was made out to him, not the insurance company. He gave me three quotes, a body shop and himself and a chassis shop. So he got $1,800, but the check was made out to him personally, not the body shop. Which I like, you know. Sometimes when you have a claim, they make it out to the body shop and the owner. Hagerty makes it out to you, and you can do whatever you want with it. But a lot of times on claims, there's a couple claims that are questionable, and I handle the questions. I call the claim department every 3 days if there's a claim. We've had one claim that's being questioned right now on a junior dragster. I'm working like crazy on it. The car's covered everywhere, not going down the track, but if it's being loaded to into a trailer and something happens, it's covered. But if you're testing a car on the street or in your driveway and something happens, there's a question. If something happens, there's going to be a question about that. I'm not saying they won't cover it, but there's always questions, and I handle those questions very tactful. And then on occasion, I say, if they call you, you know, our insurance company, Hagerty, is a tool that we as racers and car people must use. That's their job description, to cover our stuff, not to collect money. So don't feel bad about an insurance company. They got plenty of money to buy food. Always keep in mind that I'm your advocate for a claim. I talk to the people that have the claim, and I, you know, kind of coach them a little bit. You can't get the claim department mad, because then that doesn't solve anything. So I try to tactfully, I'm your advocate 100%. I'm not the insurance company's advocate. They're just a tool for us. Any other questions? Hope I answered that.
Yeah,
was it, Advocate?
Did I answer the?
Nah. You were talking the other day. You were saying something about your motor, right? If we pull the motor out, say it's go to the motor shop or something like that, and say that they break it to the motor shop or the engine shop catch on fire. Said the motor was still covered, right?
Yeah, this is something really cool. The motor's not covered if you break it, blow it up. But I took the motor out of my Super Stocker, and I sent it to get freshened up. I had pictures of the motor in the car, and I tell everybody when you take the motor out, take a picture of the motor, take a picture of the car, motor being out of your car, which I have. And if something happens to it, like I just got the motor, my new motor Monday, it's Tuesday. If something happens to it in transit, you'll have coverage. Now, we've got to have two or things. We got to prepare for the worst and hope for the best, theoretically. So I like people to take a picture of the motor, and then, you know, it's hard to insure these motors if you ship them, okay? We even had a guy on a roundy-round car. Somebody broke in and stole the motor, and he sent me pictures of the car when the motor was out of it, pictures of the motor setting, and somebody broke in and stole his motor. He had it sitting on a hoist. Policeman lives right next to him. They were out to dinner, and they came back, and it was gone. They covered that. So I had my motor shipped Tuesday from Texas, and I told him, I said, is it covered? Yes. I have pictures of the motor out of the car. I have pictures of it in the car. Now, that's a little bit of a longer process, but that's something that is, if you ever chipped a motor, And you know, if it's at a body show, I'm at a builder's, and you show that the motor's out of the car, and you show a picture of the motor, and then something happens at a body show, I mean, a builder's, you get stolen, you have coverage. We had to jump through a lot of hoops on the circle car, but we got it done. And Haggerty told me that they look for reasons to cover the car, cover the claim. They do not look for reasons not to cover the claim, which most insurance companies look for reasons not to pay the claim, which makes me good. But evidently, they told me I'm the big gorilla. I don't know what that means, but I'm an advocate 100% for my clients. I mean, you know, if I see you somewhere at a race, we'll go out to dinner. I don't care about that. I make 10% of whatever the premium is. If it's 180, I make 18 bucks. We can go out to dinner and wherever you want to go. I don't care about that. I'm just a very strong advocate to get these cars insured. You know, I don't know. We've had some people that don't have their cars insured, and they've had issues, and it just makes me sick to my stomach knowing that, dadgummit, I didn't do a very good job committing, getting them to commit to put $20,000 on it, you know. Fire start, a lot of claims start towing down the road, open and close. If you have an open trailer and something, a tire jumps up. When I used to tow on an open trailer, a tire jumps up and hits the trailer. Hits the car, you have coverage. If you have insurance on the trailer, you have coverage. So the best way to know the whole summary is the car is covered everywhere except going down the track. You know?
Yeah.
If it's a street car, street and strip is covered everywhere, but drag racing only, strip only, it's covered everywhere except going down the track.
I got another question for you there, Ms. Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. For those that might start, just say, money's tight right now, and they start with a $20,000 policy. At any time, can they up it to the amount that they want? You just have to pay the difference.
It's really, really cool. Say you start out at 20 and 180, and you put another $10,000, and you feel comfortable with that. So if the premium is 180 for a year, let's say you add another 10,000, and that would basically be another 100 bucks, or say you add another 20,000, another 180, and you've been with the company you've had that car insured for 6 months, then they prorate it and you get billed for half the premium until renewal. So once you get in the system, you simply call me or text me or email me. say, please add another $20,000 to my premium, I mean, to my coverage, and then they bill you. It's really cool. You know, some guys, Jeff Birdie, like they put a motor going out to Vegas, and they put a motor in a car, and I mean, they put an extra motor in their trailer, and they want coverage, and, you know, you can get it done. And you know, you can actually, not a lot of people do it, but you can put it on there and then take it off, you know, mainly because we all know how much money we put in these cars, you know. And I just cringe when I hear somebody having an issue with their car, particularly if it's destroyed in a fire going down the freeway. It just, I think, what the heck, how come I didn't talk to them, you know? Because Hagerty's a very, they're the number one insurance company, specialty insurance company in the United, in the world, and they have a really good system. They have really good people. The call center is not quite trained right for race cars yet. I'm trying to train them a little bit. If some people are with Hagerty and they get charged a little extra, I get an agent of record from them, and then I can beat them up on the premium. Whenever I get the premium, I always try to get the premium less for the same amount of money. Because if I see you at the drag strip and I don't take care of you, and I'm running you on the starting line, you're going to kill me if I don't take care of it. Kill me on the tree, and I go, holy cow, I want it to be equal. But every man for himself on the tree, on the starting line. But the point I'm making is if I don't take care of you and I see you eyeball to eyeball, you know, you have every right to be upset over that. And that's why I'm so glad to, you know, be on talk shows and talk and tell everybody, because it's a real deal. It's a sense of relief. I've insured collection cars, boats. Boats are a little hard to insure with Hagerty because you have to have the hull examined sometimes, been on the boat. Antique motorcycles, street and strip. The new factory cars, those that come out, that go fast, we got a lot of those. We got a lot of trailers, but keep in mind, trailers are a little bit more expensive. Sometimes a person will ask about a trailer, and it's a deal killer. They'll say, well, it's too expensive. I go, well, you know, I told you because of the guaranteed value. So everything's up front. If you decide you want payments and the premium's over $300, you can call in the call center once you get the quote. Tell them what you want. You have a call signature. They record your signature for payments. The moment you make a payment, you have coverage instantly. And then a week later, the week and a half, you get a paper packet in the mail. And if it's street and strip, you need to go license the car. They send they're 90% of the time, they send a decoration page, proof of insurance, to the Department of Motor Vehicles. Now, we had a little bit of issue because when they send it to the Department of Motor Vehicles for a street and strip car, our collector car that, you know, that drives on the street, McKeel owns a company called Essentia, and they send it to the Department of Motor Vehicles, not under Hagerty, but under Essentia. So I'm trying to get everybody educated that I'm trying to get Hagerty to change the name, put a parenthesis, Essentia, to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and then put in parenthesis Hagerty. Because I had a client the other day that went in to get his, and it said, they sent anything. Well, sure enough, it had been sent under Essentia. He didn't know that, so we handled that. Now, any issues, we can handle. Any problems with Hagerty, we can handle. My wife and I, we work all the time. I finally gave her a night off tonight, but we work all the time. And so there's any issues, I expect a phone call. We get on it. Sometimes we can solve the problem within a day. Sometimes it takes a couple days. All depends on what the issue is. Anything else, guys? Are you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I told you I'd be back forever. Any other questions, guys?
Not right on. You definitely answered quite a few of just by talking.
Oh, I have another thing, too, people talk about. If someone, say you're towing your race car, okay, and they say, well, what if I'm letting my cousin drive the tow vehicle? Well, you have coverage just like if you're doing it, as long as you give permission, which we all do. Yeah, you can, yeah, your cousin or brother or son or daughter or wife, whatever, has the same coverage if you have it. Now, when you enter a car, sometimes they want to know who drives in your, which is kind of strange for drag racing, but they want to know who's in your household that drives, which with a race car. We have a lot of wives and husbands and sons and daughters that drive race cars. And so sometimes they want that. But if you give authorization to somebody to drive the car on the street, you have coverage. If you have them coming back on the return road and you've given them authorization, you have coverage. Because I used to always worry about whenever my wife was towing the vehicle and, you know, I was asleep, I said, do I really have coverage? Well, now you do. You have coverage. And also we do junior dragsters, okay? Junior dragsters, before I got involved, Haggerty didn't even know what they were. In fact, if you're in the low 20s of age and you call Haggerty the call center, they weren't letting you get insured. So one day I called the claim department, I mean the underwriters, and I said, would you insure somebody that's been, you know, been racing for 10 years? And they go, well, sure. I said, that's what I thought. He's 26 years old. And the claim guy, I mean, what do you mean? I said, he's been driving since he was 6 years old. And they go, well, what do you mean? I said, it's junior dragsters. And they go, well, yeah, we can do it. So you call up the call center and they say, no, you're too young. We can't insure you. But you call me. I say, yeah, we can get it done. We have junior dragsters all the way from 10,000 to, believe it or not, 25,000 for a junior dragster, you know. And I was at St. Louis and no, I was at Bowling Green here a while back, and I saw some junior dragsters. Holy cow, they're nice. So
let me see, we got a hand went up. Let me take this. Let me see what
okay.
this is. 713-1914. Your mic open.
Phone number, please.
713. Huh?
Yeah, tell them to say the phone number.
Oh, okay. My phone number, Don Kennedy, and I'll repeat it when we go leave, is 602.
Oh, well, I got you, Don. I didn't know this was Don. I got you, Don.
Oh,
I got you.
And
I'll talk to you
one
the
thing,
other day.
Yeah, I can remember. I remember. One thing you can do is if you email me or text me your email address, I can send you, before you call me, information needed to get the quote, which it kind of helps everything going because you can kind of see the questions we want to know. We want to know your address, where the car is stored, your driver's license number, your date of birth, what motor is in the car, pictures of the car, stuff like that. So a lot of times I'll have somebody say, hey, what do I need? And I'll send them information needed. They can either fill it out and then take a picture of it and text it to me, or I can fill it out for you, whatever you want to do. Yeah. And it's a no-brainer. Now, one thing that kind of happens on occasion, I've had one, if you have a bad driving record, I'm talking about maybe DUI or something like that, and it's less than 3 years old, sometimes they kind of frown on that. I said sometimes. They don't always get pissy about it. I kind of push them a little bit. You know, I go, well, so somebody made a mistake, big deal. You know, they're not going to make a mistake again, more than likely. But we've only had one client out of 600 or some that I have that ever had that issue. And then after 3 years, he called me up the other day and we got him insured because it goes away after 3 years. But, yeah, it's kind of cool when you call me because I can tell you all kind of things and go over everything and fill out the application, but it's kind of cool if you get the application beforehand, and I can text it to you, or I like to email it better because you can print it out or look at it while I'm talking. Anything else, guys?
Yes, sir. We had another hand. Let me see. Might have put their hand up and put it back down. Anybody else got any
maybe
more questions? Y'all press the one button. Yeah, maybe
yeah.
So. Well, I guess well, ain't nobody gives. If somebody got some more questions,
well,
man, if nobody got no more questions, then go on and give everybody the info one more time, and we'll let you get up out of here.
Okay, yeah. Don Kennedy. I live in Tennessee, but I have an Arizona number. We moved from Arizona. It's 602 284-6240. That's Don Kennedy, 602-284-6240. Now, if you want to email me, I'll give you an email that you can email me questions, and then I can forward them back to you if information needed. It's, let's see, onedonkennedy@gmail.com. The number one, Don Kennedy, D-O-N-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, @gmail.com. And I can answer any questions. And when you become my client and you win a race or you do good in something, you have a win a car show or whatever, we want you to tell us because we put it in a file. And I'm working with Haggerty to try to get a contingency program developed. And that way, when you win anything like a car show or a race or an event anywhere in the United States, we want to kind of develop a little bit of information that I can hit with Haggerty to see if they eventually do a contingency thing. And so you can do that. But yeah, call me anytime. Sometimes I'm on the phone all day. If I leave the word, and I always call back. I feel terrible if I don't call back. And you can leave voicemail, and then I'll call you back. So, Don Kennedy, 602-284-6240. Anything else, guys?
We got another hand just went up. Hold on, 832-8331. Cool. Your mic open.
Hey guys, this is Lil Bill.
How you doing, Mr. Don?
I'm doing okay, I think.
Well, I have a quick question, and I don't want to take too much time. But if you win a race, do the insurance cover the guy's head that's been cut off after they've been in a long stay race? Do the insurance cover them?
If what happens?
it was just something I just came up with. If I go out there and run over somebody and cut their head off, will they see if he covered? Okay.
No.
Well, I'm sorry, Dion.
Yeah. No. Generally, if something happens, the drag strip has that insurance for the coverage. Okay.
Okay.
Now, okay. Keep in mind, I'm your advocate. Okay. I had a guy that was looking at his ET slip on the return road, and he ran into somebody looking at his ET slip, and he did $8,000 worth of damage to his car. And he killed the wheelie bars on the car in front of him, damaged them. And I sometimes can go to bat for my client to see if we can get some kind of a coverage on that. But they do not cover damage if you run into somebody. They don't care. Haggerty doesn't care whose fault it is. Like I had a client said, well, it was my fault. I said, I don't care. We're insuring the race car. The race car, street and strip car. Now, liability, they really don't care either because they're insuring your car and the liability of the other car. And the coverage is basically the same as a regular street car. So... there's a total difference in liability for a street and strip car versus a strip only car, And so the best thing to do is just, pay attention and knowing if something happens that I'm going to be your advocate, you don't have to worry about dealing with the insurance company. It's kind of my fun. I like to try to beat them up on stuff, and I kind of know how to handle claims since I've been involved in the insurance business for 40 years, and don't have to worry about
another hand went up there, Mr. Don.
Okay, fire away.
713-7887.
How you doing, sir? I got a question. Do you guys sell any gap insurance for my friend Little Bill? So say if I gap him, if I put like some bust-length gaps on him, do y'all insure that, sir?
Not yet.
Or like maybe some turbo on nitrous car gappage insurance.
No.
I don't know. I need some clarity on how that works, sir.
Yeah. Well, we don't.
I'm talking about like big gaps. Like he'll get in the truck,
busting it.
Go home and start crying. kind of stuff.
Call me up. Hey, you can call me up because I've lost every way there is.
I'm going to call you tomorrow, sir. I'm going to call you tomorrow. And he's pretty short, so I don't think the premium is going to be too high.
Hey, Mr. Don, I thank you again, Mr. Don, for coming on, man.
Okay. Thank you for having
me. Maybe we'll. Hopefully everybody got the information. If not, give me a call, and I'll get it. Let's see, we got another hand went up. 832-1497.
Hey, I got a question. I got on late. Hey, this is me. I got a question. Is this for cars, or does he cover dragsters as well?
Did I do what?
Do you cover dragsters?
Yes. Every kind of drag car. We have dragsters all the way from 20,000 up to 150,000.
Okay.
And I've got a lot of top sportsman, top dragster, super comp, bracket cars. And basically everybody always wants to know how much to cover it. Well, what's your budget? $150,000 a year. I mean, a premium is about 1%. $1,100 or so, $1,200, $1,300. If you have more than one car, you get a multiple car discount. So now all the premium we talk about is yearly. And, of course, I mentioned there's payments available.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, sir, that's all I had.
Now, I'll need – call me, and I can give you all the information, and, we can get it done. I'm always concerned about people when they call me and don't get it done in a timely fashion, because if something would happen, I would feel guilty and bad about not getting coverage, because I'm your advocate.
So now let me ask you this. If a car goes through a flood, say it gets flooded, property where the cars are, it floods pretty decent sometimes. Do y'all cover that as well, or is that like an additional coverage that you have to have?
Nope. The car's covered everywhere except going down the track. It's like in Huntsville, they had a tornado there and it destroyed a lot of cars.
Sir.
It's covered. It's covered if a tree falls on it. It's covered if it gets loose inside the trailer. It's covered everywhere except going down the track, and they'll have that here pretty soon eventually. And so, it's covered if your wife runs into the car. It's covered if you're unloading it and that wire comes down, rips the fender off. Something gets loose inside the trailer, catches on fire. I had the first claim was a guy in Arizona and Fontana, California. His car caught on fire in the staging lanes. Did $4,000
of
damage.
There's a guy that we had. His winch malfunctioned in his trailer, and the car slammed to the ground from the winch malfunction. And I don't know who he uses, but they paid for everything as well. So I was just kind of seeing what you offered and everything like that.
Yeah. It's covered. That one thing I had a client say it was my fault. His car fell off a lift, and he said, "What about that?" And I said, "We don't care whose fault it is. We're insuring the car, We're insuring the car." We had a claim where a guy was driving his dragster into his garage, and a shelf fell on it that they just put up that they hadn't secured. That's covered. So perils are covered. The tree hail is covered if you insure the trailer. Out in Colorado, we have some trailers. And so hail and perils are covered. I wish I was at Huntsville before that tornado came through, because there was millions of dollars worth of destroyed, and that bugs the heck out of me because it's so cheap. $20,000 is about 1% less $20.
That's what I needed to know, sir.
Yeah, my whole mission is to get all these cars insured. There's no reason not to do it. Particularly with me, because I'm your advocate.
And four, I appreciate it.
Right, anybody else got any more questions? Anybody else? Mr. Don, I appreciate you.
All right.
We'll probably get you back on
the
road again, just in case anybody. But hopefully everybody got your number. If not, I got it. If anybody else need it.
Give me a call anytime.
So I thank you again for coming on. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for having me on there. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you again.
Okay. Bye.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's see. Yeah. All right, man. Little Bill trying to get
good report. Good report.
He cut somebody. He trying to worry about it. He cut somebody's head off. You done threw the man all. He went all the left field. He ain't. He didn't even catch what you was putting down. say damn, Bill.
Well, Dion, well, at least you ain't coming, Dion.
Yes, sir.
This shit crazy, man.
You don't sell gap insurance.
Oh, no gap.
No gap insurance.
I love my homeboy, man.
That was good.
Yeah. Hold on, guys.
Yes, sir, man. Well, I don't know, man. Anybody got anything else going on? I tried to give y'all a little informative show tonight, you know. Give y'all a little news.
Hey, I really appreciate
you,
that.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know.
Good yeah, good.
Good report.
Hopefully, some people take advantage of it, man. You know.
Yeah. Your son just did a good deed today.
I'm good for something sometime, man. You know. Guess if I apply myself, you know, I can actually be somebody.
Somebody.
Good. Get old fabulous.
Taco?
Yes, sir.
I'm definitely gonna take advantage of that.
Sergio. Yeah. He did a truck all the time. Yeah. Got a fast ass truck, man.
Yes, sir.
That bitch blistering fast. Chevy, he one of the toughest ones in the country, man. Not just him. But they know him all over.
That's
a fast motherfucker, man. I gotta give it to him. Huh? You know, I have to give him his credit. Yeah. He know it.
Uh-oh.
He know that shit.
What do you do, nitrous?
Why you,
yeah, hell yeah, he do turbo.
That's why you want to fuck with anything in the camp
yeah.
but him, huh?
He'll be at my race May 30th. He'll be there. Yeah. Yeah, at the racetrack. He'll be there.
Alicat over there soliciting business right now.
HMP Sunday. Hey, you know, we all promote.
Is that called promoting?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, he's soliciting right now. He's soliciting.
Oh.
He forgot he on the
trying to get my own shit.
Yeah. He's trying to get a few more through the gate. Hey, anybody got anything else, man? Goddamn, ain't nobody trying to lock in, man.
Yeah, I
gotta
call
like
that.
Trying to lock in?
Yeah, I'm almost finished with it.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah. 58. Oh, you do? Yeah.
Attica, mute your mic, Attica.
Yeah, I'm finna be out of muting them shit. He over there having a whole conversation. We know he got a 6 day now. Whatever kind of 6 day he got. Mm-hmm. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm just still here at work trying to get some stuff done.
Yes, sir. Man, ain't nobody else got nothing, man. They want to lock up men. Everybody got a topic they want to bring up.
Tyson's going to be out on the lock-in weekend, Memorial weekend.
Say that again.
Is Tyson going to be out?
What's the acronym? TBD. To be determined.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Trying? I don't know, man.
You say hide and watch.
Yeah. I'm trying, man. Time, man. Might have to start me a little GoFundMe, man. See if I can get a little help.
Hey, man, you know, you sell some barbecue sandwiches or something like that, because you pretty good at cooking. You know what I mean?
Sell Sunday dinners, huh? I might come up on a Sunday dinner, huh? Just start selling Sunday dinners for those that don't like to cook on Sundays.
Hello, come in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
JP, K-Dog on here? JP.
I'm looking. Let's see if he on here. Hey, dog, you know, press the one button. I'm trying to see him. Yeah, he on here.
Well, okay, dog. Either you need to answer me now, you got to answer me on the back line in the morning. It's your pick.
Hold on. There you go. Come on, Mr. Rogers. Your mic open.
Hey, I don't even know Doug nowhere in my blood. What you looking for me for?
Hey, is One Night Stand going to be running May 30th?
One Night Stand's always running.
Yeah,
one always running.
Will he race at the track? Will he race at the racetrack?
Yeah, he will race at the racetrack. What are you racing?
Okay. I might lock him in with OLC. OLC out of Eggleston.
That Monte Carlo?
Yeah. You like that, huh?
No. Trust that car with Luke Van.
You know what? You are not going to be a bully come May 30th.
I tell you what. If LC do give us the back tie, we'll try him with One Night Stand.
You are still trying to be a bully.
Okay,
stop that
well,
shit, man. You
I'm
know what they
the
do
bush.
To bullies nowadays.
I'm back in the bush.
Yeah.
I'm back in the bush. I'm a promoter just like you, man, but right now my next race ain't October, so I don't have no money to give away right now. You're going to give away money around the race time, you know? So everything now I'm hustling. My fist tight. Now, if he give us the back time with One Night Stand, I'll probably bring it down then.
So you saying y'all like to run a Volkswagen up against One Night Stand?
Nah, last time we ran a Mustang. Mustang on Mustang crime.
Oh, okay.
One Night Stand is a real deal street car, though.
That's what you say. I have never seen the car. I don't know what it is.
It ain't my... Get on the street. Get on the street.
No.
Well, JP, can you let him know what kind of car One Night Stand is? JP, please.
He can't tell me nothing either. He on your team. He on your team.
Hold up now.
Yeah,
The insurance man was on the show. He brought the insurance man on the show. You listen to every word the man said. Now, when I asked him to say something, he can't vouch for me though. How that work? Insurance man, you don't know him from Adam. Matter of fact, he ain't Tennessee, whatever he say he from. You listen to every word he said.
Yeah, because the man offered something. You're not offering that.
I'm off to bring it up. We might. We'll finish that on the back line.
That's not how grudge races do it. All that if and might. Lock in. That's the name of the race. Lock in.
Man, I tell you.
I ain't gonna argue again. One thing I ain't gonna argue.
You right, boss.
So all I can tell you is you right, boss.
Damn. 832. Uh-huh. He went somewhere. I just pressed the one button and went back down. They must have got scared, God dog. Yes, sir.
You know what, JP? I just might try K-Dog and run him to the 3:30 or something. Or even sick to put on a bicycle with his head. I'm not sick of him. I'm really sick of him, man.
I ain't got no problem with none of that, cat. You just got to make up for the weight. I need a look. Instead of weight, a break clause, I need a weight clause. See, I need a weight clause. I ain't got no problem with it. Make it right. I ain't hard to get along with. Man. Just make sure we both happy. Just make sure we both happy.
Hey. He got to do you like Tino did guard. Now I sent you out to the 3:30, huh?
Yeah, but this time Dean gonna get his ass out of my life. Back up, Dean. I know it's people. Back up. Get out of my life.
So what you saying? Ho ho ho.
What I'm saying is get out of my life. Let the real win light come on. That's what I'm saying.
So you saying Gordon probably won?
They say Gordon won. Look at the tail of the tape. It says the Vegas crossed first. I wasn't there.
Wow.
I wasn't there. That's what they
right.
said. I'm quite sure Gordon can say it. He showed a video.
Well,
in the video, the Vegas got crossed first.
Yeah, that's some new news on me. That's
what I was told now. That's what I was told. But you know, they say, and I heard the two biggest lies ever told, so, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
There you go. Had a cat over there smoking that shit again.
Yeah.
Let the window down, dog. Let the window down.
Hey, well, JP, his wife hit him with a joke earlier. I thought he was going to die. He was trying to laugh and cough and fart and spit. I said, damn.
Well, hey, if that's true, maybe they need to do that race again then.
Well.
Maybe they can do that this Sunday.
Well, is any of them on the phone? Gordon on the phone, JP?
Let me see.
Hey, Taker.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, send me that insurance guy number. A couple of people to inbox me to get the note.
Okay. I'll send it to you right now. Gordon ain't on here. I don't see him on here.
Oh. Well, somebody could get him on the phone, see? I don't know, Ken.
Nick, get Gordon on here.
I wasn't there last time. I'm going to be there this Sunday, though. I wasn't there last with that race. I wasn't there. I was out of town. But I'll be there this Sunday. Who you been with, Ken, to go down? You ain't to promote. You can see he's been with. Oh, you went on mute?
What it sound like? He sound like he dove in the goddamn bushes.
Put like some loud shots or something.
Sound like he dove in the bushes over there.
Alicat,
get up, Alicat.
I guess he's coughing in private now. I guess he's coughing in private.
Me, your mic over.
Damn, I ain't even mean to push one button. Oh my God, I guess I pocket dial y'all or something. What's going on around this?
Oh man, ain't too much, man. What's on your mind, brother?
Man. Oh, nothing. I'm a nobody. I ain't got nothing going on.
Hey man, good to hear from you, man. Like you had a lot of fun on your vacation, man. You know, I was living vicariously through you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, man. I was living vicariously through you, man. You know.
Well, JP, let him tell you his new name, JP. You have a new name.
I really wasn't doing it. I'm going to let them tell you because I ain't going to say it. Fuck them.
Well, if he said, you know, hey, I ain't in here for telling JP, but if he says okay, I'll tell it. You know, I ain't in here for telling him.
You can tell it because we all need a good laugh, and it's funny to me because I'm going to laugh when I heard it too.
Yeah, we got it. We'll go, hold on. You got him on my...
Dashiki Bui.
You got what?
Dashiki
Bui.
New name.
Dashiki from the hood?
Dashiki
Boy. Yeah, bro, nigga. Straight from the ghetto, man. Yeah, straight from the hood. Yeah. Boy, they took me, man. I got back in town. I said, I got to call my homeboy, because I ain't, I'm old regular old hood boy, so, you know, I ain't had no service with no international calls, so I couldn't call home. You see what I'm saying? All I can do is get a little internet, get some internet and post. You see what I'm saying? Because I couldn't call. So I couldn't wait, you know. I couldn't wait. And Ramadan was going on down there. So, you know, it was too calm down there. So, but I had to wait till I got home to get back to the corruption. As soon as I got back, they corrupted me. As soon as I got back, what's up, Dajiki Boy? I said, oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, that was funny.
Dajiki Boy. God damn, man. Boys out there riding camels and all kind of shit.
I'm saying, man.
But look at here, man. What's going on in the grudge world, man? Like, who locked in? What's coming up? Like, what's up? Like, pick me back up, man. I'm down low.
Man, May 30th, man. It seems like it's going down, man. Got a bunch of lock-ins going on, man. If Atticat stop goddamn choking on that bullshit he's smoking, maybe he can come back on and say something again, man. I don't know what he's doing over there.
He had to pull over and smoke more. He fucked up.
Yeah, man. I know we got a little Aaron, a little Bill, Undertaker and Chatwell, Undertaker and Trouble Troy, Scrappy Iron Man. Who else?
I got some good racing going on.
Troy, I think he posted Troy and the Budget Boys, huh? Oh, that ain't a locked in race, you know. Yeah,
that
cat,
you have that cat then. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
Oh,
that
oh,
cat
oh there you go. Come on, man. KB say he needs to be brought up to speed, man. You know, he been on international time, man.
I talked to both of them, so it's pretty much a done deal, you know. Both cars. The only one is not a done deal is that dude out of Austin named Jimmy, who Troy is interested in. But Jimmy's supposed to be coming, but it's not a locked race. But they did talk about running, so, you know, I guess people won't know who Jimmy is.
Ain't Lamont and Lil' Larry locked in, too?
Yeah, Lamont and Larry locked in. Only thing I don't like about it is it say that if both cars is on the property, you know, I don't like that word if. But you know, hey.
What kind of shit is that? Well, we know Lil' Larry's gonna be there.
Well, Lil' Larry gonna definitely be there because they got other business going on. So, but I can't really speak on that one because I don't own either one of them, you know.
Let me ask y'all a question.
Hey,
if y'all don't mind me asking, what the fuck is an if? What? I never heard it in life. What the fuck is an if? We both own the property. What kind of shit is that?
Well, the only thing I can say is, you know, you have to call a guy that had brought that up, you know, and get a definition of the word if. You know?
Okay, so let me add one more question. So who put the if both fall on the property, Lamont or Lil' Aaron, Dion? Well, who did that?
Well, go back to the show and I listen to it, JP.
No, man. I ain't going back. I'm on the show now, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who is inquiring this information. So let's get it out.
Well, I'm pretty sure the man, one of the guys that owns the car is on the phone.
Okay, so let me ask one more question. I got to stick somebody else in there
because
it sounds like
because, you know, I'm
more than just
DP man. That's the
question that I'm just to ask. Who is the DP man? So since I know you the DP man, who made the rules, Mr. DP man?
Dion and Lamont. My job is to record what they say.
Okay, so one more time. Who initiated to you, Mr. DP man, if we both on
property? I don't know. Go back to the show and listen to it.
No, man.
I mean, if you
want
to know that bad, you know what I'm saying?
JP
okay.
trying to show back.
Shit, I gotta go back to. I have to go back and listen myself to which one it is. But I mean, hey, at the end of the day, the only if is, I guess, if Lamont gonna show up or not, because we know Lalaire gonna be there.
Well, how probably we know that Lil Larry going to show up?
Yeah, he locked in. So Lil Larry in the building.
Lil Larry locked in with Lil Bill, 69. You don't know, they 69, they hit me bubble car.
Okay.
And Dion word is pretty good. You know what I'm saying? If he say he gonna do something, he gonna do it. And if he don't, you don't mind paying punk out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Sound like a bunch of hunk-a-dunk to me, but
yeah, that if is a kind of shaky word, but we know one person gonna be there, so. Well, supposedly supposed to be there because he locked in with other people. Now, the other person ain't locked in with nobody but him, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess.
So I guess we gotta wait and see if the race gonna happen tonight.
Yeah, you know, don't mind me, man. I'm just asking questions, man. I'm just a fan, you know.
I just remember when it was discussed on the show. I remember them saying that when they both came in the gate, that they was giving Alicat the money as soon as they came in the gate. I know they didn't put up no DP money, but. I know that. I remember hearing that part of the conversation. I remember that part of the conversation as far as when they both came in the gate. They was giving the lockup money,
yeah.
You know, the DP money or whatever.
Y'all talking about me? Huh? Who was that? Who was you? Y'all talking about me? Who was you? Man, you don't know your new Facebook friend, dog? Is you
know what?
Is you
hey.
Your name,
man? Hey. No, that's Nick. Ain't Nick supposed to be locked in with Lil' Larry too?
Yeah, I said that at the beginning of the show.
I already talked to my friend Troy. I already talked to my friend Troy, and I told him what my scenario was. So that race ain't happening.
Oh, okay. It's not going to happen.
Ain't happening? No. Okay. No.
I've got to move. Hey. I have to move my daughter. I have to move my daughter from Lubbock. All her shit in her apartment. I need to move it from Lubbock to Dallas that weekend because she's graduating. She got a job in Dallas, so I can't do it.
Well, at least you know she's coming to a good place now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah,
about that.
Yeah,
I know she's coming to Dallas.
Yeah, I'm gonna have cameras around the goddamn apartment now.
So, yeah.
Well, if you need an overseer, you know, just give me a call.
I just want to let y'all know.
I don't have no problem overseeing my buddy's kids. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, I hear you saying you got cameras, but, you know, sometimes you might need a little something quicker than a camera now.
Oh, I know. I hear you.
You
appreciate it.
Need somebody to get over there and hit 2.2, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes I just be having shit on my mind, so, you know. I be needing to get a little stress off, so, you know, somebody fuck up, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem, you know.
call Uncle B.
Nah, man.
Uncle B.
Call Uncle B.
What's going on? Don't worry about it. Uncle B on his way. Who is Uncle B? Oh, you going to know when
you
get there.
Oh, you're going to see.
you're going to find out.
Yeah.
Nah, I figured, you know, you guys are talking about that, so I figured I'd get on here and kind of clear the air a little bit.
Nah, we wasn't talking about that, but we appreciate that clear, though. I go back on both.
Yeah, man, you might have had some fans coming just to see that race.
Yeah, appreciate that. I was getting ready to advertise. Shit.
JP, why you keep muting and not muting my mic, man? What's going on with that?
Because you had that TV loud, sir. I tried to call your name. You must have put the phone
down.
To walk. Well, I sent you a message, too.
I called your name.
You ain't asked, sir. So I sent you a text. Say to mute your phone. You must be over there running in place and stuff, man. You know, I don't know what you got going on. 512-0268. Your mic open.
Hey, look up, JP. Look up, Alley Cat.
Yo,
what's going on?
Hey, somebody just came on there talking about if word, right?
Yeah, if was a
right.
That's what we just heard, right? We just heard the if word. So it was coming out of the air camp, everything he got going on is locked in tonight to make sure. Gotta wait to roll through the gate. We can lock in tonight.
My next day that I will be at the racetrack will be at the Cinco de Mayo race. If you want to lock that in, let's lock that in.
Man, I'm not talking to you. I see a little Larry, man. I'm not talking to you, dude.
Oh,
you're
talking
about what's coming through the gate. Somebody said if about the little Larry. I didn't say nothing to you, dude.
Okay then. All right. King, though. You hear me? Yeah, King. Yeah, okay.
And dude, boy. How about this?
Yeah. Lay down, I push up on you. How about that?
Like I just said, lay on your stomach and watch me push up in you. How about that?
Yeah, I'm trying, man. Ellicat race,
and I ain't talking to you. Ellicat race, don't lock in right now, punk.
Yeah. Okay. That's why I'm trying to. That's why I'm trying to tell you, brother.
Okay.
Just lay down on your stomach, and I know you got a little belly, so that means your ass gonna toot up a little bit. And I'm gonna show you what a park gonna do.
I'm not even talking to you. You talking about Cinco de Mayo? I told you we're not going down there, Cinco de Mayo. You sound like a bro.
JP, you caught that? JP, did you get it?
Hey, Alley Cat, did you catch this right here, Alley Cat? I'm trying to lock him in right now, Alley Cat, for your race. Did you catch that? Fuck Cinco de Mayo. Won't be at Cinco de Mayo.
I heard it yesterday. Lock in right now
for Alley Cat race. Yeah. How about that?
I'll call you next week after I leave that race.
Okay. But like I said, anything talking about you there, you don't got to wait through a road through the day. They can lock in tonight. DP money can be ready tomorrow. How about this?
I guess you got to get with Lamont on that one.
We said it's talking about you coming through the gate. All I'm saying is, don't nobody got to speak if they don't want to speak. I'm just saying that Aggie like in the night, everything he got going on. So if he gonna be on the premise, we like in without finding out if. Let the money see if who show up.
Well, we know Lalaire gonna be there. We just don't know if the other car gonna be there. If he gonna show up or not.
I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there.
Okay.
You saying you gonna be there saying what you wanna lock the money in the night?
Wow, you Alley Cat knows what the deal is. This is a bill. I'm locking y'all ass in, man. We gonna do it. Yeah.
When you come in the gate?
When he come in the gate, like I always lock in.
We weren't talking about Bill JJ. We were talking about that other car y'all locked in with.
I mean, I'm just letting Jay know how we're gonna do it.
But I was just saying to make, like Tracy said, money on the wood make the family good.
Right on.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
I'm going back on mute. Go on back on mute. Good. Good. Go on back on mute. Bye-bye. Yeah, my fault. I'm loving it. Can I welcome to McDonald's? Can I take your order? Yeah, can I get a 20 piece nugget? I do Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
No, boy.
Shit.
So what's up with Cinco de Mayo, man? What's going down?
Yeah, seems like they're going to be racing over there. Little Bill, you going to Cinco de Mayo?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Y'all taking the car?
Rob told me if I come, they going to feed all of us.
Ooh.
Everybody from Houston get a taco. Got to go to the taco truck, though.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Put some hot sauce on my burrito, baby.
No Vaseline.
Is Rodney on the phone?
No.
Cause me and Chino was supposed to lock the Corvette in. That orange Corvette.
I thought it was already locked, Bill.
Yeah, but they had changed it. They talking about they want the back tie and all this shit.
Oh.
Yeah, they gonna get it back tie.
No. We told them we gonna run the head up.
Oh. But that don't sound like no lock-in.
Huh?
That don't sound like no lock-in. If one wanted something and the other don't have it.
If.
Well,
it was just one of them dudes.
I even told them, we can do it in the shootout. They, so I don't know who the other dude was. He was just telling me he didn't know. So I think Chino talked to the driver of the car then, so I think they came to some kind of agreement. I guess they're going to run him in the shootout.
Can I get a 20 piece, man? Nugget, JP?
Can I tell you how they did use that to let me
get? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Can I get a 20 piece, man? Nugget?
Rambo. Come on, Rambo. What you got? Mike over, Rambo.
You're
in the hot seat.
Oh, I thought he want a 20-piece McNugget.
Yeah, 20-piece McNugget.
I don't deal with McDonald's. They sell me the recycled food.
Hey,
I got to have real food.
I want sweet and sour sauce and barbecue sauce with 20-piece McNugget and extra salt on the fries.
I want to lock somebody in for $3,500. That's all I got. I'm gonna make a hit. I want to make a hit for $3,500. If I go a little crooked, I want to lock somebody in. Who got a big time car ready to lock in right now tonight? $35,000 to $6,000.
You gotta be a big time.
And I'm not playing. You bring what you gotta bring. I'm bring what I gotta bring. Nah. You pick the time.
You
got to
be a big guy.
Yep, no, not necessarily, because I'm probably going to have both of them out there, but I know for sure the big-tire car going to be ready. I might just have the other one out there.
But I'm saying, when you race the big-tire car with your small-tire car, with a small-tire car?
That's up to them. But as long as we prep for flicks, he's taking the chance with the little tire. It's up to him. I'm the one calling the race. The track got to be my way because I'm calling the race. Yeah,
right. That man said slick. Oh, man.
Breaker 1-9.
It's going to be a break, so I'm break. Hey. I've been listening to everybody. I've been listening all night. I listen to the insurance man and everything. Now I know I can race and something go down, I can get paid. So they're going to be trying to murder me when I leave that motherfucker. They're going to be trying to burn my trailer, my car. They're going to drop sugar in my tank. They're going to try and get with me, man. It is over. I'm going to tell you fellas
man,
something.
If you mute
me again, it's going to be a problem. Listen to me finish this up. If y'all think I'm bullshitting with y'all, go to playing with me. Nah, I'm coming every end. Shit, nah. Now lock some money and think I'm bullshitting. Nah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
We need to put that
Rambo,
money up.
Rambo, when you trying to lock in for?
Shit, at least my boy won his three, at least $6,500.
No. What day you trying to do it? What day you trying to do it?
Shit, I just heard up tonight. I can try this any time now.
Mm-mm.
So you'd
be ready this weekend if somebody wanted.
It sounds like Rambo won a 40-feet man nugget. God damn.
See, you ain't seen nothing, man.
Right.
You ain't seen shit yet, boy. I'm finna tear this shit up, man. You finna tear this shit up.
Break the cloud.
They told me I could make a pay a victory. I said, I'm going to wait till Sam thing, but I want to make a hit. But I don't want nobody to see this. I told him, I'll just fuck it. We can lose $6,500. The only way we're going to lose is something happens to the car. I'm not worried about that. Y'all think that's my first hit on the car, y'all? Sam, I played people. I didn't want to tell y'all the truth. I got by y'all. I done made a pass in the car already. I know what it's going to do.
A real
Rambo, hey, what about this, Rambo? What about on the test session night? Since they have one lane prep for slicks and one lane prep for radio.
I really don't want to do it like that. You know, this car is very powerful, and if it jump over on that side by accident, I want to lose my money in my car.
Well, See what I'm saying, though, Rambo. What I'm trying to say is, if somebody with a small tire want to race you, that'll be the perfect night because they're gonna prep one lane for slicks and one lane for radio. So I'm just trying to get a fair race.
Hell no, it's gonna be. I ain't asking to be fair. Come on, side of me. I'm calling the race. You can't tell me out there, Jack. I'm calling out the race. And if my car gets loose, I want to lose my money, but I want to lose my car. If that motherfucker come out there on slick lane and get on that little prep shit, I might throw all of my tires. Fuck my $100,000 car. Are you crazy?
So you want a 250 mil break.
It don't matter. You win your money. Listen, mister. If I cross into your lane, I lose. If I cross into your lane, I lose. But I don't need my slick hitting that old slick ass shit.
Gonna need some brake clouds with it, cause you ain't.
Rambo, if you got a $100,000 car, it ain't got no business coming in the other people's lane, man.
Well, we don't know this. We don't understand. I don't know.
Little Bill.
I need to break out, and I need to talk to the man with the insurance. Insurance don't cover if you wreck on the track. I heard that, so that's not good. If you'd have said that, if you're insuring me off the track, if I let him at the track when I'm driving it, I bet it. Nah, let's do that then. Call the insurance, Matt. I'm going to get the insurance. I'm going to have my sister call the insurance people, get my insurance, and then I'll race them like that. I'm not – let's see, if my car driver get into that lane and hit that other lane, they say that's going to be like hitting all. It's much power.
We're just going to leave a claw on it.
My thing is the claw is this. prepping for me, whoever put on side of me, I'm going to make the money funny. This is one race.
Right. But it's going to be prep. If you do it on test session night, your lane going to be prep for you.
I'm going to do it on I'm grudge racing. I'm not doing that. I'm grudge racing. I'm not trying to – I want to pick one person. Who want to do it? Put the money on.
I'm
paying for the track. What? Who talking shit? Somebody said something? Somebody said something? I ain't asked somebody to talk.
Right.
I ain't asked somebody to talk. Don't make me put some little tire. I'm going to try that, though. I didn't have none the other day. I tried. I'm going to buy some and try it first. I'm going to try the little tires and see what happens.
Rambo.
But if I can be ready for the same thing. I just found out a drone brought me the shit today. I can be ready for Sam, but I'm not. The
hey, Rainbow.
Rainbow. Don't call me no Rainbow.
This Chino, man.
Yeah, my boy.
You want to lock in? You want to lock in me?
Yeah, you don't sound. You sound like you're trying to play like you Chino.
You lock me in, man.
Chino. Okay.
Yeah,
lock in, man.
Hold on, Rambo. Yeah. Might have you locked in. Let's see what this is. 832-9269. You got that. 832-9269.
Do they keep rolling? Do they stop and slow down?
Hey. Go ahead, Rambo. I thought somebody was trying to lock in, man.
Stop.
So why don't people want to pretend like they Chino? Chino is good. Chino, my friend. Chino, good. Chino, nice. Chino, shit. Chino, shit. Chino, a fast car. I just seen the other day he give a car to the court, to the end of the 10 cars from the fence and set them up.
Tony.
So I know Chino got it. See, Chino running pretty good.
Tony, little white boy, Tony.
And I was at the finish line when Chino came along. So that's all I seen is like the brake was shut off.
Okay. He has.
But like I said, I got the news that, you know, if I want to try, do some. I want to try for some money. That's just how stupid I am right now. But I want to show the kills. I know the trap is, but I didn't want to run Goodyear slick, but I'm going to try the Goodyear slick there for one or two times. I just want to try. But I always did like Goodyear slicks.
Oh,
but
man. Oh, man. Some Goodyears. Oh, man.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try one time. I just want to have a good race.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. That time he come out there with some good year slings on there. That man asking for a 250 mil break for real. He don't want no twin feet, man. Nothing. Yeah.
I just want to try him. I just want to try him. Shit, I didn't bought him. I just want to try him. If I say no, yeah, I know things have changed since me and Addy Cat, but I know I always thought good deals just didn't last long. But now they say y'all prepping checks. So I gotta learn all that shit. Prepping the track with these little tires, you can't even slit angle. I mean, my slits wide as you can't even see but the pumpkin in between my wheels from the back. So I just want to just try to slit one time. I want to do it for some money. At least I can pay for the shit I can't use no more. Cause y'all got all this new shit way with this prep check. I'm gonna take that $6,000 buy new rims and everything else and put the little tires on it after that. I want to try it with slits on it one time for $6,500. One race, one pass, done. Beat me, you beat me.
Break low.
It's going to be a break clock. Whoever do it, I guarantee you, I'll go around them. If they leave first, because my driver ain't that good, if they leave first, I'll run them back. I guarantee you, I'll shake the car. Shut their car. Y'all can see some crazy shit. Yeah, there's going to be some. That's how you can tell me the finish line. What just happened? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. $6,500. One pass.
That show was a bag all day. What happened?
Brake claw.
Hey, Bill, leave it alone. I told you I wouldn't run with no brake claws this race.
All right, okay. Yeah.
So you just got a brake claw. You just try to get insurance to cut a man's neck off, and they wouldn't do it. So, shit, they won't insure
none. He ain't got no insurance to cover that.
Okay, well, he ain't got no insurance for me covering my shit if I got there and break somebody's ass in two.
He ain't got gap insurance.
That way I would have tried one of them other races I promised the back time to move to kill for life. I would try one of them for 65. But nope, I don't want to do it right now. Shit, if Chino can give a motherfucker half of the, more than half of the track, I know I'd give a motherfucker back time to move in the cliff. $6,500. One race.
You gonna give? So you said you're going to give up the back tire, the brake, and the clear?
They know who I'm talking about. It was only two people I told them had it, but I said, I really don't want to do it. If I can't find a race, I might just do one of them races I promised them. But I want to do it for $6,500. So I got to pay for something.
Well, if you lose it, you ain't going to be able to pay for shit.
Don't you worry
you
about it.
You paying for that emergency room bill, getting your ass
over. Only way I can lose this race if my brakes don't work good.
Call the doctor. Call the doctor.
Sick, man, I'm not playing with y'all, man. $6,500. This is no bullshit, no joke. I want to do it for $6,500. One race with the slick. Let's do it.
When?
Well, y'all want to do it for Sam.
When you trying to do it?
I do it on Sam race.
You want
on with it.
So you want to race on the events only?
It don't matter. I don't care about the event. No, I don't want to really run an event because I know you're going to be prepping the tires. They're going to be prepping the tires for that little type of shit. I don't understand it. I'm understanding it now. That's what I'm saying. If Sam could give me a slick on that day, but there's going to be more cars the little type style than my style. So that's what I'm saying. I thought I'm not trying to see Sam prepping over there. But y'all got more cars, little tires, than big tires. I want one race for $6,500. I mean that, man. Hello?
Yeah. I don't know, Rambo. Ain't nobody pressing the one button. I guess nobody don't want none.
Hey, don't nobody know how to get in contact with the track officer, do you? Anybody?
What? Who? You talk about?
The track officer.
Lil Ricky.
KY?
Lil Ricky.
KY?
Lil Ricky.
Yeah,
Lil Ricky.
KY? Yeah.
Yeah, let Ricky know how to get in touch with him.
Okay.
Bro, what's up, baby? Yeah. Man, I'm trying to tell him, you know, what's all the right thing?
Say, Bill.
Look, boy, same, man. The battery for this remote, but I ain't see that. I go to ATD.
Say, Bill, you know what I thought about Bill?
That Mr. 28. What? That Mr. 28.
You think I can use Jesse tires off his car? He got the same rim I got, don't he? But he's little. I ought to try them little tires on that car. Them the tires everybody run that Bill with Jesse got on his car?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go and put some new sticks. I want to make it easy. I'm going to rent the track. Fuck it. I'm going to go rent Baytown. How much cars rent Baytown? I might take it to Dallas and make a hit with some little tires to see before I spend some more money on the damn rims since nobody want to buy them from me. I just need it for one pass.
Better not go to Dallas.
I'll be goddamn. You think I'm going to Dallas first?
Better not go to Dallas. They're going to be waiting on you.
I bet they won't.
I bet you're lying. They're gonna put some on goddamn Rambo ass, boy.
I'm telling you what.
That orange motherfucker gonna be over there waiting on him.
Listen, anybody in Dallas wanna run me for that kind of money, I'll tell you what. Since y'all brung Dallas up, I was gonna save them for last. But since y'all brung them up, I'll go make a hit. What's this weekend? I'll go make a hit. They're gonna be over Saturday, Sunday. I'll do that. Since y'all talking, since y'all bring up Dallas, I wasn't late and save them for last, but I'm gonna do them now. Get their fast get car going. I'll meet them down there. I'm gonna lock the money. We're gonna lock $3,000 before we go though.
Rambo talk.
Rambo, you might be talking while you're here.
Okay, well, I mean, I ain't finna go down there and everybody tell me like this is, we may show up. I don't want to do that.
Well, Rambo, you got to realize.
When I come through the gate, the only thing to stop the race is the rain. Other than that, you're going to lose your $2,000.
Well, Rambo, you got to realize, man, everybody be trying to get 20 feet, man, nuggets and shit. It's not like you want 250 mil, bro.
I just want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my time, man. I waste some time. I waste. You remember how long y'all been? Y'all been saying it's been 2 years since I raced, since I've been talking about business cards and shit. Now I got these motherfuckers ready. One of them ready for sure. Both of them really ready, but this one of them ready for sure. So I just wanted to make
Rambo, don't say it's ready if it ain't ready to go down the track. If it's ready to go down the track, then it's ready. If it ain't ready to go down the track, it ain't ready.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what I'm saying. It was ready for what? I took the dust
just because you cranked it up with the motor in it.
No, listen, man. I am going to automate a hit. The car ready. That's why you see what you're talking about now. So I know if I set y'all up, I know y'all are going to be people. But I tell you what, if they got anybody running in Dallas, like, let me see, Sunday, I'll go race them. I'm going to catch with them. One pass. I'm not going to even make a hit. One pass.
250 mil break. 250 mil break.
Well, I hope they're gonna take my money. Then, so
who the hell is that kid? Who the hell is that kid laughing, man? God damn!
Guess what, bro? I ain't even smoked no weed today.
Hey, somebody tickle pink like a motherfucker. I'll be they laughing. So.
Man, hey,
yeah,
man.
Know nobody.
Hey, tickle.
Yeah. Yeah,
whoever that is, must know about the 250 mil break. I'll tell you that.
What is
four
the
feet
owner?
Four-piece nugget and burger and two fries.
Hey, Bill.
And hey, you know you're gonna fire. You gonna fire yourself.
What is the owner of the track, guys? The one in Dallas, the one on the
top. You gonna be eating meal break for real. Leave that man alone. Don't even think I leave that man alone.
I'm kidding.
You gonna be in Dallas. No.
Lil Bill.
Yeah, no.
You gonna be eating meal break for real, man.
Hey,
hold on, man.
Yeah,
gonna be
eating
50 meal breaks, man.
He gonna have 50 meal breaks for life.
Well, he better jump in the numbers. He ain't racing so long. He probably was full of spider webs. Somebody told me to talk about him. Now, I didn't even know he had a car.
Hey.
But he do.
Yeah.
Y'all fucking with the best. Y'all fucking with the best. Y'all master everything I do.
Y'all,
I master everything I do. That's why I'm not even screaming loud tonight. I'm serious than you can get me.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you like 6,500 on what money?
I like 3,000. We're going to do it for 65. I'm like 3,000. I want to show up and get my money, man, because I don't care about no break clause. Take my money. I'm ready to lose that kind of money. My people, he got three. And I'm gonna put the 35, and that's it. We just want to do. I want to do it. What they told me is don't do it. Okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I just want.
Yeah.
Hey,
what time y'all going fishing tomorrow?
Don't you worry. Don't you worry, you little fat job motherfucker. My boat's gonna leave right at 5 in the morning. And I'll be back for 10.
Lil Bill, make sure you stop and get a 250 meal break, man, okay? Make sure you stop and get the 250
back. Man. He finna start this shit out with breakfast.
Listen.
Man, don't do that. You're going to be 151 pounds around here. Don't do that, man.
Oh, You being funny? You being funny?
Listen, man. Let me switch it up for you right quick. Let me switch it up for you, Rambo. He's trying to tell you, man, you better keep going to go get your motherfucking four for fours, man. For yeah, I'm going to get you 250 meal break, man.
When?
I'm just saying, man, don't like
when?
Man.
I need to lose some weight. When?
Yeah, what?
No,
you on your way. You really on your way.
Okay. When the last time have y'all seen any guys? When the last time y'all seen any of them guys? Somebody told me to ask y'all that. When the last time y'all ever seen any one of them guys race their car? Exactly.
Shit. Hey, I'm surprised they ain't pushing the one button right now because they finna ask you the same question.
I ain't gonna lie, you took it the word off my mouth and said, ain't shit about you, man. God damn,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Hey.
Somebody
hand
went up.
Well, okay, get him online. Hey, King B, if I had a goddamn running car, his ass is dead. I'd have been locked this motherfucking ass in.
Man, hey. Hey,
I'm over here skipping right now.
I'm over here skipping like a motherfucker listening to this man talk, man. I ain't bullshit.
So I got people teaching me. I got my people teaching me. I got people sitting outside of me. One person is teaching me and telling me what to ask. I don't know nothing about that man. He blown that
my
man up. It's going to be my
that's
old
my boy.
That's my boy for life.
I'll tell you what, Bill. I promise you. These niggas gonna tattoo. Some of these people gonna tattoo my name on their ankle, man.
Ooh,
real race fans are gonna tattoo my name on their wrist or their ankle.
Come on, man. You mean that?
I mean that. They ain't gonna never see nothing like that for the season. Y'all ain't never seen something like y'all for the season now.
So what it gonna say? Rambo or Rainbow?
Flip better stay where he at. He been quiet. I want Flip to stay where he at. If he talking about racing me, his ass is done.
He's done.
I'm a freight train, but I don't get two cars when he wins.
Come on, man.
If I don't put two cars on Flip, he wins.
That dead end performance.
If I don't put two cars on him, he wins.
Dead end performance.
Like a motherfucker,
bitch. He's going to be calling me Prince, Bo. He's going to be calling me Prince, Bo, after this race.
Hey, Rambo, you know what's after being dead?
Dead ain't but one motherfucking thing.
Yeah. Well, shit. See, I'm young, so I got plenty of life in me. I'm not screaming. They told me don't scream. They sitting over there listening. They listen to y'all.
They
ain't get you talking like this.
They gonna dead end too. They goddamn bust your ass.
Okay. All right. Don't worry. Once I go with them little bit of time, I know I'm better find some races then.
Come on, man.
I'm going to put them on there, Bill. I'm going to try them. I'm going to try them on there now.
You're going to try them. Okay.
I'm going to put them in the house on that motherfucker. And, you know, Chino told me the same thing. The difference is the motherfucker. So it'd take a while for a person to think like that. So I'm going to think like that. And I'm going to try them on there. And I'm going to go and hit it. I'm going to let them hit that bitch.
My boy, I'm glad you got heart.
Yeah, heart ain't the purse. I smell like heart. My dinner today is raw liver and asparagus.
Yeah.
Only me going to be cooking the bacon around the asparagus.
My boy.
It's going to be some boy.
My nigga.
The lead nigga from Kuta Kite. Gonna be some nigga shit, man. I'm like, shit, boy. I would say, ooh, man, you thought I was, I told you today. I show you that money.
No,
I want to say,
man, I believe everything you tell me, man. I just don't want people to keep locking all the big money in, man. $200 in or something, man.
Well, I want to get it one time, but I know after this one time it's gonna be over.
Because I'm 250 meal break, that's $5.
I'll bob to 100 people a $5 plate.
Ooh, wait,
okay. The first 100 people in the track, I'm going to buy their food.
Whatever they want.
So, Rambo, Lil Bill, so we ain't got to go down 25, we ain't got to go 25 miles out of the way to go get them kind of fires, do we?
Y'all laughing now. I'm glad y'all think this funny.
Hey, Lil Bill, do we got to go 25 miles down that way to get them kind of fires? Oh, okay, you say right here, we got a fire from Billy. Okay, Billy. I'm glad y'all think it's funny.
I'm going to show y'all. It's going to be funny.
Man, I'm laughing at something over here by the shop. I ain't laughing at this.
Hey, Bill. Listen. If everybody that bet against me would bet that, you know what I want to bet? I'm going to bet every few people that want to bet me on the side. I want to bet they draws, too. If they lose, they got to pull their draws off.
Oh,
track.
Man.
What you gonna do
with them? Y'all show for sure. I want y'all butt naked when I get through with y'all. You make sure y'all who have better give better have on some new draws. Cause I want you to show pull your draws off every track. Nah, that's what I'm building.
Okay, so vice versa.
If they beat me, I'm gonna take all my shit off of my T-shirt. And I'm gonna hand you $6,500.
Hey, JP. JP.
He going to jail for
Hello. Yes, sir. Come on, your mic open, Nick. Hey. I bet anybody right here on the phone that Rambo don't show up with a car Memorial Day.
Bet some. I bet you won't bet that, little
buddy.
I bet you won't.
Who wants to bet that?
Bet $500. I bet you won't bet that. No, you will. I bet you won't bet that. I bet you won't bet $500 on that. I'm gonna make a pass before that day, so you already know you're gonna lose. I'm gonna make a pass before Slam Day. I didn't say I'm gonna wait for that day.
I ain't talking about you making a pass in your Central. I'm talking about you making a pass in the car.
No, today I was not in the Central. Today I was in a convertible Benz. I was not in the Central today. I rolled my Benz out there for you to clean.
Yeah.
I bet you'll make a 500. No, I bet y'all said I'm going to make a 500 before that day. So whoever you is, you better stay in your place, Mr. Talking to me any kind of way. Glory your voice when you talk to me. You understand? You think you're going to bluff me, nigga? You crazy, bro? You got the wrong. I told y'all won't bet. I bluff me. Don't do that.
You sure trying to bluff everybody else, Rambo?
I bet Rambo's car don't make a pass. I bet it don't make a pass. Whatever big tire car he ran, don't make a pass down the track.
How much you got?
Nah.
I'll make a pass for you for $2,500.
I'm not betting you. I was talking to JP or Lil Bill. I'm not talking
to you,
sir.
Who are you?
You got the back time to move.
I ain't scared of nobody to track.
It's hard to bet when I want to bet the same way as you.
Oh,
what you say?
Okay.
Y'all saying Rambo bluffing for the last two, three years? You sound like Bernie Mac. I ain't scared of you, motherfucker. Kick ass.
No, I didn't say that. I said, don't talk to me like that, motherfucker. That's what it refers. I said, don't talk to me like that. That you gonna, take his ass, I'm gonna spank the shit out of him with no baby doll.
I told y'all.
Oh, man. Last year, when I come out, I'm not taking no bluffing from nobody. I'm gonna set you up.
Next year.
Next year. Well, the first is Saturday, mister.
It's 21. Next year, 22.
Okay, I'll wait. Again. Listen, honestly, I gave you plenty of time to get your car ready. That's your fault if it ain't ready. Your year's up.
Hey, I got a serious question, though, Rambo. I have a serious question.
Uh-huh.
Do you drive a car or does somebody else drive? I'm not trying to...
I know you're not trying to be funny, mister. But you know it's hard. I go to NASA and I see a lot of people go, how many different people can get into some in NASA and fly off? I can't drive that.
Nah.
I got you what, for you I go through this, I'll run it through low gear. I'll run that bitch through low gear for you. Was doing me just to drive by myself and prove you that I can drive my
car. And when you get down there to the end of the track, that motherfucker was like, "Pow!"
No, I'm just gonna put it in low, drive, and then drive it going through there. Yeah.
I'm just asking, man. That's all. I've been watching you for a long time, since I was 16. So I'm gonna make a pass.
I'm going to even make a pass in Carter B. I'm going to make a pass. But I ain't going to make no all-out pass. I'm just going to show people I can drive. I'll run anybody on there on motor. You want to run me on motor?
In Carter B? Carter B or thought?
Yeah, I'll run in one. No, I'm saying, but the car for the brain now, I'll run it on motor. But I'll run somebody on motor, but I'm not going to run for that kind of money.
But Carter B or thought? You named your car Carter B?
Hey, JP.
Yeah, listen, they ain't the one doing the racing.
JP, get Junebug on the phone, man. We're gonna do the show on Holmes Road.
Holmes Road show?
Like the old days. Yeah, like the old days.
They never could beat me on Holmes Road. Never. Y'all never beat me.
See, that's when how long I've been watching.
Hey, you sure ain't lying. Nobody knows. They always thought I was spraying on Holmes Road. Y'all never beat me on Holmes Road. Never. I shut Kennedy down. I shut everybody down inside of me. Me and Atticat, I shut everybody down on that road. Even that boy had that Oldsmobile 81. Dude, who that was, the blue 81? Didn't want to pay me after we fucked him up.
Hey, McDonald's on color in the 16?
No. Yeah, that's what we used to be at.
Yeah, by Chevron. Y'all meet us over there right now, so this is where it's going.
I'm on the way. I'm on my way right now.
Lil Brake Ferry,
we're gonna move it to the ice house.
No, I'm not doing that. Y'all trying to fuck me off already. No, I ain't doing that. But see, one thing about it, can nobody tell me to do with my cars? Can nobody tell me shit? Nobody tell me what to do.
Rambo, I got a question for you, Rambo. Carter B, which car is Carter B? That's your car?
Both of them mine. One I'm deep in, and Carter B is mine.
Carter B is yours. So why you name your car Carter B?
Because I like fighting with her. And I figured she's a tough bitch. I name my car going to be a tough bitch.
He likes freaks, man.
She called me Big Baby. Big Baby, why would you put Carter B on there and I'm here?
Lord have mercy.
I'm right here from South Park. I'm right from South Park. You're going to name a car. They ain't fucking know with me, man.
They,
y'all gonna see them at the track watch. Watch. Now bet that. I'm gonna make sure y'all talk about them. They gonna see y'all. I'm gonna say that's the one call you a hoe, and that's the one call you talking about you as a hood
King,
rat.
Hey, King B, Carter B, Carter B got that wow. Carter B got that wow.
Yeah.
Carter B gonna be getting fucked good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, get
the right trains on Carter B.
Yeah.
Hey, LeBill ain't gonna be able to stop it with a break clause. He ain't gonna even be able to stop
damn.
It.
Come on.
Hey, JP, sound like that break clause gonna be broke up in there. What
listen,
you
hey,
yeah.
Hey, hey, I can't put no break clause on that. Carter B gonna sue the shit out of him. He going to court.
Hey, I'm going to see what happens, man. This will be a bald-headed pussy going down the track. Nah.
Oh,
yeah,
man?
Man, my boy going to have a shave. My boy already writing up right now with no hair on it.
Oh, yeah?
Is that what you going to be saying?
God almighty.
Well, Carla B. fell. Carla B. went to that like she was eating up some shit.
Oh yeah, I think he might be ready by Easter. I mean, he might be ready by Thanksgiving.
You said you crazy right? Easter next year. Easter next year.
Okay, well, lock the money in. What do they think that? They think I can't be ready for fan race. Let's lock. I'll make it easy for y'all. People just said, remember, I put 1500. I'm gonna lock 1500 for 3000. I'll do it for Sam thing. Nah, my people just say, go on and do that, Rambo. We ain't tripping. Just to get a track.
Oh,
show.
Yeah?
$1,500 for $3,000. Now, and then I'll run the track with that old, y'all gonna, they probably going to bring that little blue Camaro with the 81. I was just trying to see it. Wait around until I get to it. But my people say, go on and do it, Rambo. Hey, do it. Let's do it. Now, who? I know I got a lot of lists out for us.
My boy.
$1,500 for $3,000.
Nah,
hey, JP. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
You say Worm Boy will do it? Get Ray Flowers on the phone.
Oh, I can get a little Kyle and him on the phone now.
Yeah.
I don't sound scared.
My own it? Nah, I ain't going to do that to my boy.
I don't sound scared.
LeBill in the way. We gotta get Lil Bill a stripping and get him occupied because he in the way.
Oh man,
he gonna be a senior stripper. He gonna get all the strippers he wants. No.
He gonna see Carter B getting stripped now.
No, it ain't gonna be Carter B. No. So I was gonna tell y'all, but I'm gonna bring out Busta Rhymes.
What's up with all these goddamn names? We doing rap
tribute.
What the fuck going on?
Now, listen to what I'm saying. I'm making names because that's what's going to happen. People going to recognize you by the names.
Yeah.
These shows come on, they're going to recognize you by the names. I don't want to be popular. I'm trying to make y'all popular. Hello?
Yeah.
Say, hey, I'm coming. Yeah. One of my girlfriends will come do my feet tonight.
Mm.
I go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
But do my feet while I go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got you one of them bills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gonna need it, brother. I got this whole off the internet.
You got one of them pills?
No, I don't need no pills. I'm hype on that.
Hey.
Rambo needs some jumper cable.
Hey, Nick. You know what they beat. Goddamn music. Hey, I heard they call it
I like that music, man.
They call it
JP,
JP,
don't mute, man. JP, don't mute my goddamn mic, man. That ain't me, man.
I was trying to figure out where the shit was coming from. I ain't know. I thought around, but first, hey, Nick, you better have that. I heard they call it Fixer Flat. They call it Fixer Flat, man. They don't call it them goddamn Viagras and all that no more. They call it Fixer Flat. Hopefully you got some Fixer Flat over there. Had that motherfucker back up.
My OD.
Big wide jumper cables.
Oh, y'all funny, man. Y'all funny, man. I tell y'all what. I can make any woman in your family love me.
Oh, yeah.
And I promise you, they will love me and never come home after one day or 2 days with me. Because she got to fly. When I fly where she goes, she got to call you. Family, I'm not coming back home. I'm staying with my big baby.
You don't know how to cook.
Listen, anybody in your family sexy, she bow-legged, pretty eyes, a brown hair, a nice-looking body, six-pack like I like, I can pick up, I guarantee she ain't complain about me. And I'm fat. Baby, just drive this car while I'm going
Rambo.
To work today. Drive this car while you're going to work, while I'm going to work. Y'all gonna say y'all some bullshit or something. Shut that radio down while I'm talking. Shut that radio shit off while I drive by calling somebody you know.
Damn.
I'm a murderer. Hit somebody y'all wanna fuck me up. Besides Pinky. Yeah. Where Flocko at?
Man, leave them people alone, man. They sleep.
Oh.
Oh, you want some?
I mean, I waited on. Somebody just told me, what Flocko going to do? They just told me that just now. I said, damn. I'm tipping my hand now. But we got to do it at base on the Dallas. Hello?
Baytown of Dallas?
I can make that happen for you. Okay, we're going to cheer. They talking to me right now. I mean, I was trying to find somebody where I can fucking go do it before I go and put these little tires on it. I'm going to try a little bit of tire. I really want to try these big tires since they brand new. Let y'all know somebody want to buy them. I ain't paid for $700 for them.
Send them back. Them y'all the wrong size.
Oh, I made a pass on them already. I made two pass on the back of them.
Now,
the front
ones,
Flip going to make you keep them.
Yeah, Flip, I ain't want to talk about my, he ain't got a chance in there. Flip ain't got a chance. I drive against Flip. But don't put that on record, boy. I'm just capping on that part. Now I'm capping.
What you doing?
Flip ain't got a chance.
My boy.
It's going to be your boy. You know what time it is. Guess what? I smell shit.
Yeah, a bunch of that bullshit you got coming out your mouth over there.
Nigga, I'll take my phone off right now.
Duke it loud.
Bro, I'll take my drawers off right now, my tights off right now. If you see the doodle strains in them, I'll give you $1,000.
Rambo, stop, brother.
You went from drawers to tights.
Ain't no shame in my game. I got too much heart problems.
He talking about his drawers and his tights.
You talking about some
shit? He walking around with a jock strap. hey, you ain't gonna have no, you ain't gonna have no shit in the motherfuckers. You walk around with a jock strap on.
Thank you. You already know,
man. Well, that, you already know. You're right. You smart. You real smart.
My boy. Hey, my boy.
You real smart.
What you saying? My boy.
My boy.
But guess what? All bullshit. Listen, man. This all bullshit inside. The track, me and my people, that is, the rest of this shit is over.
Oh, yeah?
I guarantee you, either one of these motherfuckers, I make, when I make the first pass and beat the first people with each one of them, nobody going to fuck with me. Y'all got to get Birdman to come on street racing to come try to fuck with me.
Who told you that, Rambo? Who told you that?
Don't you worry. My people sitting right on the side of me telling me this shit.
Who told you that?
I think they're trying to trick you. They listening to you. They from way up the way. They come down here with me, been out here a whole week with me. They're going to fly back home tomorrow. If I get something done by next week, they're going to stay till next week.
So they said it's over? They said it's over? Like, y'all ain't racing no more or what? Because
no,
you got to start racing the top.
And nobody at the track, or we know,
in
Houston,
my dad
is going to race me. You got to actually race in order to stop racing.
Oh, no, we're going to do that now.
They say it's over.
Who's going to race me? I'm somebody, ain't nobody going to want to race me. Ain't nobody going to want to follow none of this mess I got. I'm going to put them in. They fuck with me. I mean, it's going to be a big old mess.
What mess? What happened?
The mess I'm going to make when I run over a motherfucker.
Oh. Man.
I'm gonna leave. I can't wait to pull these new parachutes. Boy, you motherfucker.
I'm gonna leave the door open.
Hey, okay, go on.
You got parachutes.
Now, huh? You a single, huh?
I'ma leave the door wide open, baby.
I'm going right through your door and piss in your toilet.
You got plans. Bruno Mars.
And I've been waiting on this for 2 years, y'all say? How many years? A year and two Bruno years? No, you've been okay with 3 years? Y'all.
I think
y'all
gonna wait another year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
LaBille already said Easter. Hey, LaBille said Easter.
Okay.
Yeah, Lil Bill said Easter next year.
He's talking about the third car. That's right. We ain't talking about the third car. I don't know what they're going to call it. Somebody said they're going to call it Bruce Lee. They're talking about the third car. They're going to call it Bruce Lee. So I don't know. It ain't out yet. So I don't know why Bill talking about the Easter car. They might be out from Christmas now. They're talking about calling it Bruce Lee.
Well, they're going to call you Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee, the third car. The new car they got that's going to run fast, too. Yeah, that's what Bill's talking about. I ain't talking about breaking that one out right now.
That's the car, Stone Cold.
Bruce Lee. They told me a while ago his name is Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee. Twin turbos and all that shit.
God damn.
They call it Bruce Lee. Is it going to be jumping up and down all down the track?
Yeah, what Bruce Lee do? That's why they're playing turbo. What you think?
It's Bruce Lee, JP. Ain't got no knees on him.
Okay. I ain't talking about no Craig.
Not Craig.
Why y'all teasing Craig? I ain't talking about Craig.
Craig who?
Talking about he ain't got no knees.
No, we call Craig Leg of Lamb.
No, we call him, yeah, Craig, they call him Crazy White Boy. That's Craig. Craig don't give a damn.
Yeah.
He said he could have come out with his $60,000 motor.
So sweet, so sad, so
ooh. Yeah, you know.
Ooh, I like it. You gonna be okay. Oh, shit. I'm breakdancing. I wish y'all could video this.
Goddamn, Rambo.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Bill. What you gonna call it, a street car they don't know about? What you gonna call it? Nah.
Call it throat baby.
Bill, what you gonna call it?
Call it throat baby. Call it throat baby.
Call it throat baby.
Y'all got a street car y'all want to run a car with?
Got a bunch of street cars around here.
We gonna do that, Bill. We gotta make a hit with it. It's gonna be a throat. We gonna jug it in somebody's throat.
Deep throat.
It's gonna be call it deep throat.
Deep throat.
Cause that's what that motherfucker gonna do. Go rob a motherfucker throat and jack him. I'm a home. Yeah.
You need to call that new car two pumps and a pull.
That guy, that is really smart. He got a free car.
Two pumps and a pull.
Hey, you're strong. You want to talk some shit.
Hey,
what kind of car you got? What?
Hey, you talking about a little quick?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. So they don't know. We come at their ass all kind of ways. We come at your ass all kind of ways, from the top to the bottom. Not bet.
I'm gonna leave
that. Not bet. I bet y'all won't bet nothing on that.
I'm gonna leave.
I bet y'all won't bet nothing on that. I bet we got a street car in a week old. Not bet that.
What?
I bet we got a street car we just bought, guy. I bet we got a street car we finna bring out to run your street, guy. And I guarantee you, you're gonna get exactly what the fuck you looking for. It might be our Sunday or our Saturday, so nah. Yeah.
Rambo, you drink?
Nope.
Rambo, you drink?
No. Nope.
You don't drink? Oh.
I got gallons of Hennessy in my bar, and there ain't none of them open.
Oh,
okay. Well, Megan start drinking.
I was gonna buy him something to drink, because he sounded like he already been drinking.
Okay.
I was gonna buy him what he likes to drink.
So, Bill, I'm lying about the street car, too?
Rambo, what street car you got, man?
I ain't going to call his name out. We got one. Bill.
Huh?
Bill.
Hey, yes, sir.
Break law. Don't you stop playing now. Now, don't we got a little street car just come out? Ain't it a week old?
You win. Yeah, Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, I know you know I can't hold water. You know I can't. I'm gonna leak some of it out. I ain't gonna leak it all, right? Yes or no? So
yes,
who will better run with the car? We don't know yet. You gotta make a hit. I'm just saying. See, they gonna say I talk too much, but I don't care. I should have never seen the video. Yeah,
we
I know you're gonna laugh
when
then.
When it comes out.
I know you're gonna laugh then.
We're gonna see when it comes out.
Say, and then we're gonna paint it. Make sure y'all never. We gonna show you.
I think JP painted white for you.
You thank God. I'm glad you already.
At least
you
the
almost
roof.
Close. You almost close
JP
to the color.
JP paint the roof white for you.
What do you got, Mister? You got a street car?
Oh, I ain't got no.
I mean, you got a street car. I'm talking about
street
car. I mean, dude, he got a
street
now.
Car.
Okay, well, we got a bunch of racing street cars. You heard that, Bill? What is that, AT&T commercial?
Somebody got some Tennessee whiskey for you, Rambo.
Hey, man, y'all stop playing for y'all. Make me mad, man. Dude, Bill.
Huh?
What, who you think? Name? We gotta make a pass with the car, but who you think will be in the lead of the little car? You can't say
which,
like
which
that.
Which
car?
The little
car, man.
Got a street car.
Yep. A lot of it.
How fast is it?
All steel, all glass?
How fast is it, Rambo?
Yep.
How fast is it?
I'm going to shoot whoever line up on side of me, we're going to find out from there. Whoever line up on side of me, we're going to find out from there.
When is it going to be ready, Rambo?
It's ready now. All we got to do is make a hit.
Oh. Is that true, Bill?
Yeah, put a brake clause on it,
Bill.
No,
yeah,
Bill,
for real,
Bill, he didn't want y'all to know that, but I can't hold butter.
Man, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well,
you just asked him, was it true? He told y'all, yeah. So he ain't going to just get happy and tell you because he didn't want y'all to know it yet.
Well,
okay, but you ain't saying yet.
One way or another.
We're going to see what the car going to do, and then y'all in trouble.
When you going to see what the car going to do?
Shit, we hope this weekend if it don't rain.
Oh, it's going to rain.
Okay. No, I don't know if it's going to rain.
We're going to be at the track. We're going to watch it, too.
It's gonna rain this weekend.
I tell you what, the first dry weekend we're gonna bring it out. Now, bet $100 on that.
No, I believe you.
No, I'm just saying we need to get it out there, make a hit, and then we'll have some of y'all class that we can fuck y'all up with. Street car.
Okay. Shit, y'all
don't go down this week. Next week for sure.
Y'all need to, because all these street cars, they're getting lonely.
Well, we're going to get this y'all lonely. It always takes dead-end performance to come bring some action.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it to you, too. You should get it.
Okay.
No winner bars. We ain't putting no winner bars on. We ain't putting no winner bars on. No winner bars.
Bars,
no willy balls.
Put it on there.
No, whoever got willy balls, take the willy balls off with the race.
Man, y'all need to put some willy bars and slicks on that thing.
No. We're
I
not
just
putting
got a picture of it. I just got a picture of it.
You got a picture of what?
Of the car.
What did it look like?
It looked good.
What kind of car is it?
It's a car. I ain't gonna put y'all's business out there like that.
They going to see it anyway, so what kind of car it is?
They going to see it.
No wheelie bars. We're not running with no wheelie bars.
Y'all need to put wheelie bars on it.
No. We don't want a wheelie bars on it. No.
They go faster with wheelie bars on it.
No. We're going to keep it on the ground. We're going to add some weight to it.
Okay.
Yeah. You got a picture of it. I thought I heard you call the car, so somebody might have did tell you. You must be a close friend or something. You almost said it a while ago. I know I ain't crazy.
I don't kiss and tell.
Okay, so do it take us to do the whole track? Is anybody else going to give some action out at this track? Is everybody just waiting on one group of people?
Oh, I don't know.
Anybody else got all pressure ready to race besides Daddy Performers? Anybody got anything to say? We got cars. You can't miss us. We just getting them right now. Anybody have anything with all pressure?
I can spend my life out and borrow.
There's plenty of cars with all pressure.
I mean, what y'all want? What y'all got? We even got a Corvette that we'll race. But I really don't want to race it no more. We got a Corvette race, so I got to put some more tires on it. I want to retire from the streets, but we'll go to the streets with that one. All I got to do is put some sticks on it, put some more tires on it.
Hey, what time is it? Is the show still going on?
It's supposed to.
Yep.
They know this some
it's the after
about.
Party, Bill. It's the after party.
It's
go back
after
and sleep.
Party. This is the drama. this drama time.
Ain't,
this drama time.
Ain't many of us on here, but I guess they enjoying the Rambo show right now.
No, ain't no Rambo show. This Rambo show, because he's trying to get something done. The show could have been over a long time ago.
Got about 19 minutes cut off.
Listen, Bill, the show could have been over a long time ago. They would have locked the money. Ain't nobody locked the money. I told you once you locked the money, I would have hung up the phone. King B better follow up. You know, Jess want him.
Who?
Ain't that King B from Dallas?
I can spend my nights in the house and ballroom.
Yeah, Jess would say he want him.
Hold on, let me get him back on then.
So he got a Monte Carlo, a Regal, or something. The new car you bought got black. Black on black.
Yeah.
Black on black. Guess what? It's called the bait. He called it the bait.
Yes.
He called it the bait, and this is last time out. So he put a electric car loose, and then he wants $60,000 for it.
Nah. Damn, if he get fucked up, the price is going to drop.
No, if he get fucked up, he's going to give you the car.
Right, good, all right?
You think Jesse going to come out this time and let y'all talk about him? Jesse,
hey, what up?
Rambo just looking for you, Rambo. Yo, King B.
Oh, is this him? I told him, we got Jesse car. We want to run you with that black car you got. I told you that already.
You want to run with Jesse's car? Which car?
The little black Camaro.
The little black Camaro? Okay, I'll probably buy y'all. I ain't going to tell you now. I ain't going to lie to you about that. You know what I'm saying? After this weekend, I'll let you know something about right after this weekend. When you want to do that Cinco de Mayo?
That'll be perfect.
Do you want to do it? Okay, all right.
Let me know after the weekend. Right. You let us know next show, and we're gonna go from there.
Hey, B.
And say if you beat it, they gonna give you the car. They gonna give you the car if they beat it. They trying to sell it, but if you get an egg beat, they'll give you the goddamn car.
I really ain't gonna sell it, but I know he will sell it. He say he will. But you know, when he fuck a few people up, he probably gonna have some fun with it first. He finna show some people some shit they ain't want. He been saying he wanted to see. So you saying
if I fuck you up, you gonna give me the car? So I got to hear him get a few motherfuckers.
Yeah, you heard him, get yourself together. Yeah, don't be drinking either. Yeah. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's show you be first.
I like
Let's
you.
Show you be first.
I like you, Rambo.
$2,500.
That's cool. We're going to lock in 5 on $2,500. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, what is mom's apple pie?
Grandma mom's apple pie? Shit, Rambo now.
Yeah, what is that?
Why they on that? Shit.
Because
that means he's sweet. No.
Ooh, boy. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, you so. My boy, mm-hmm. You must know me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sweet as pecan pie.
Grandma Ma, listen, Rambo. Grandma Ma's apple pie.
That's what it is.
Ooh, shit.
Hey. Is he sweeter than one of them sweet potato things?
Shit. Hey, I just told you I ain't got to go 25 miles down the road to get that kind of pie.
I ain't got to go 25.
Yes, sir. I get this pie right here.
Hey, y'all, if
you ain't never had a sweet potato thing, boy, you missing out.
I know about the little taco shape ass sweet potato pie with a crust on it, shaped like a taco.
No. You're a bad motherfucker, right? Well,
He don't know.
Hey. I'm on a diet. Hey. Matter of fact, when you lock B in after he beat your ass, he might come give you one.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
make you feel
cool.
A little better. That's a bad motherfucker.
That's cool. So what happens if we don't? I still get the pie and ice cream. If I get some ice cream, what if we don't? I want homemade vanilla ice cream with a big old cereal bowl with a spoon.
God damn.
I want you to fix it for me. And I want you to fix it for me after we beat you. I'm going to have a table and everything out there.
Rambo, you're going to get fucked up.
I know, in your dream.
Mm-mm. I'm saying what good. I'm saying what a good Lord, though.
You got every call for every time. I'm glad y'all taking me as a joke. Y'all know I don't talk this much.
I ain't going to lie to you, Rambo. What do we do know you? We do know you talk that much.
Not like this. I'm serious. Now, I'm not screaming. I'm making sure everybody can hear everything that I'm saying to y'all at these lips. Y'all are in trouble. Y'all is in trouble, man. All this talking and calling names, that shit is not going to get y'all but the other lane. Damn, I rap with that one. God damn. Y'all for steepest. Y'all, when I go to racing, y'all, man, I guarantee y'all will start seeing celebrities at the track. There's a lot of people behind me, man.
Who coming?
Now, don't worry, you're going to see.
Jeez. Jane Brown coming.
This is a man's world. Okay, that'll be a good one. Yeah, but this was a pretty cool show. I had a chance. I really was going to tell a lot of shit that I told tonight. But guess what? For you think I'm going to speak out loud like this and ain't going to back it up? Is y'all really crazy? I'm more embarrassed if I can't back it up. So you think I'm going to tell y'all all this shit and can't back it up? For real? Y'all really be, I'm going to come and shit, or I'm going to come to the track and embarrass myself. Okay, I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to embarrass myself. I'm going to embarrass anybody lying on side of me. Nah.
Rambo, we believe. Hey, Rambo, we believe you, brother. We ain't got no doubt in our mind, brother.
Okay, as long as I understand this, you understand this, I'm gonna show you. Since you being sarcastic, like you really
what?
Playing, I'm gonna show you. You being sarcastic. You're not being real.
You
think
brother?
This is just, I'm gonna,
man, yeah. You my brother. We supposed to be brothers.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I ain't being sarcastic.
Listen,
I'm being real.
Listen, getting like you being sarcastic. All y'all with them caps on, I've been telling everybody, I want you to put your cap on your head to your eye. Like the people with them caps, y'all caps to your eyes. I want to have, let's see, three of y'all on each side of the car. When I get ready to leave, when they get ready to do the burnout, I guarantee you I'm going to blow off. Everybody got a hat on, I'm going to blow it off. And you got to go across the pit to get it.
What, you got some zoomies on that motherfucker or something?
You gonna think, yeah. You gonna see some zoomers. When I come by y'all, if I don't blow y'all hats off, y'all keep up. I'm gonna have a contest. $100 for each person on each side. If you cannot hold your hat down, you stand on the side of the car, do a burnout. If your hat don't come out, on the end of the burnout, you get the 100 and pick your hat up.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to make the track interesting. I'm trying to bet the money any way I could do to show y'all something. You ain't got much pressure as me, bro.
I ain't gonna lie to you. Well, I know we can't beat you at talking. I know that for a fact.
No, I ain't gonna do no more talking. I'm talking low tonight. I've been talking real light, nice, and peaceful lately.
This is the man's world.
It sure is. Get out of it. It's not your world. So, y'all didn't hear me. I'm not going to embarrass myself. I'm not going to embarrass my people here. We are coming to the track, and we're going to destroy everybody.
This is a man's world.
That's right. You need to go on home.
Mm-mm. Hey, B. Oh. Hey, they're going to play for him. Rambo. Rambo,
yeah.
Everything gonna be all right.
I know.
Gonna be all right, Rambo.
I know.
You gonna be all right, Rambo.
I know. Oh, Lord. That's it.
Be all right, Rambo.
Can't get
there. At the age of five, my mother found a bee. The greatest man alive.
Hey, man alive. Your mama lied to you, Rambo.
May 21.
I'm going to put that song on track, the first person, man. That's it, right there.
Get right there, Rambo.
Yeah. Scream, girl.
I felt him. Hey, child.
Rambo, you ain't a man. You ain't a man yet.
I like that song. I'm a, when I get ready to race up at the track, I'm going to play that song in my first race. I'm going to have the golf car on a side-by-side playing that music. I want to shake the track. It's going to be so loud since you picked that song. Because we tried to pick another song today. Matter of fact, I got the song on my phone. I want to make a grand entrance with the song. But that song you just played, I think I'm going to do the album first. Oh man, you could see. Y'all could see this, man. I feel so good right now. I feel good. I feel like this shit gonna be easy for me. Cause I have the motherfucker scared already. Scary ass. Yeah. I'm calling him scary too.
Hey, yeah. Hey, B, you know you done fucked up, don't you?
Cause
you done told me you about 20 minutes away from the sweet potato thing. So, I already know before I come out there from now on, I got to put my order in because them kids, they be ordering them bitches and getting them shipped to the house.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, y'all,
I guess I'm going to have to put my order in, before I come so I you bring it to the track.
Yeah, bring your order, good, bring me order too. Bring me an order too. Don't forget the ice cream.
Hey, man, I'm going to be good.
Yeah, I'm gonna order a dozen of them. Is it like little donuts or is it like a pie or something? Order me a dozen.
Like a pie, like a cake. It'd be about the size of a cake. It's like in a cake pan, but
got
the crust on the bottom. That motherfucker good.
Oh, ooh, I love that. Give me a stick to them. Like a sweet potato pie.
Good.
Pan. Keep
that
on.
Good. And it's a bit hot too. How much them things be? About $40?
They're going to be free for Rambo.
No, give me four of them. If they $40, give me four of them. Yeah. I ain't going to use it. I got to lose some weight, man. I'm trying to be in front of these cars when they do the burnout. I want to be up in front of these my cars when they do burnouts. Maybe sure they got them straight.
We don't want you stepping out there on that stick ass track with them slicks on.
No, I ain't worried about that. I've been letting my brother used to do it all the time. Everybody's doing it. Now I'm getting in front of these two cars. No, I'm out there. In the line, like, man, I'm going to be right there in front of these cars. He's trying to make a pass. Yeah. Yeah. So I really enjoy getting my information out tonight. I'm glad people think I'm joking. That's part of the game. Like when people say, you know, it's part of the game. We, you know, play the game. If people think it's a game, well, they're going to see.
Well, hey, give everybody your, since you're getting your information, I like the insurance, man. Give everybody your number where they can reach it in case they want to lock you in for that. How much you say again?
Each one of the hats, come out for the hat. One more time, what you say? My people talking to me saying, so what you say?
No. I say since you came to put your information out like the insurance, man, I say, why don't you go ahead and put your number out there for the people that might want to contact you about them lock-ins that you said you wanted. What you were trying to lock
I'm
in?
Very,
what,
okay.
1,500 on 3,000?
I'm very popular. I mean, I'm very personal. I don't just do that. I don't have to want to talk. I got people going to keep talking to me.
How can they reach you if they want to lock in?
I don't want to do none of no background. I want everybody to hear what I got to say. I don't want nobody cutting me, pre-bugging me, and lying to somebody. I didn't do something you did me once before. Oh, no. I want to do it where the world can hear me talk. And then if I don't put my money up, the world can start booing me when they see me at the track.
if I never showed up, you can boo me. I'll never come back to the track. I would be ashamed of myself, man. Y'all realize that? I did. I told y'all all my shit. Oh, you think I'm going to embarrass myself? Really think about it. You think I'm going to embarrass myself? Now I got to show myself. What's wrong with y'all? Y'all think I do all this talking so I can be embarrassed? For real? Play this video for them after that, after the day. Now you think all these people heard this shit going to travel in the street, people talking to them, they see me and say, hell no, y'all got me fucked up and I'm embarrassed. Nothing. I'm coming with power. Hello?
Yep.
I'm not going to embarrass myself. That's like a badass, a fine asshole. I'm going to go in and have a snotty nose in front of us. You crazy? I'm going to let a midget beat me up in front of a fine asshole. You think I'm crazy? You think I want to be
crazy? Man, we get out here, man.
Yeah, just
Rambo,
let me know how much I owe you.
I'm going to play your song on the way out, man. I mean, I appreciate y'all.
Song,
Rambo, I appreciate the entertainment, man. Hey, I'm going to play it for you, man, so you gonna listen to it, man. I'm going to play it all for you to listen to it, man.
Play it all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rambo.
Everything gonna be all right this morning.
I know.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five, my mother found to be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man,
yeah!
I spell M-H-I-N, that rubber band main,
yeah!
No B, oh child. Why? That spell managed boy. But a man,
yeah.
I'm a full grown man. I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man, I'm a hoochie coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. I made the moon, come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spelled him H-I-N, that rubber band man. No B, oh child. Why? That spell managed boy. I'm a man, I'm a full grown man. I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man,